news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Team Trump is wasting no time laying the groundwork for what will hopefully be a smooth transition to the brand new administration. The Trump transition team getting down to business. Mr. Trump will have a Republican majority Senate to work with, although control of the House still up in the air with dozens of races yet to be called. And now the speculation begins as to who Mr. Trump might appoint to key positions, including cabinet posts.
We know that Donald Trump is someone who likes to keep his inner circle. We've seen a recent tweet from Tiffany Trump showing a family photo, and in that photo, Elon Musk, a huge backer of Donald Trump. On the road, Donald Trump has said that he could have a role, quote, tackling government waste. Another names to watch, RFK Jr. Donald Trump has said that he could have a role in health policy.
The BBC's Helena Humphrey. After putting it off for a while, Kamala Harris finally got around to conceding the race to Mr. Trump.
Harris called her rival to offer congratulations on his successful re-election bid. A senior Harris aide said the vice president discussed the importance of a peaceful transfer of power and being a president for all Americans. A spokesman for the Trump campaign said that in the phone call, the former and future president acknowledged Harris's strength, professionalism, and tenacity throughout the campaign, and both leaders agreed on the importance of unifying the country. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And President Biden will deliver a post-election speech later this morning. The Federal Reserve poised to cut its key interest rate for a second straight time. That's expected later today. Wall Street stormed to dizzying heights yesterday. The Dow, Nasdaq, and the S&P all closing at record highs. And it looks like the Trump rally may continue this morning. Stock futures are higher. The Dow futures are up 89 points. Nasdaq futures better by 45 points. And the S&P futures are up 12 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 15th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Good morning. It's 6:03 Thursday morning. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot and with Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long.
We're looking live at both the tunnels right now. The lane's clear. 895 right next door. We can see 95. Good pace right now through that area. Beltway with a good start. No issues right now. Even on the west side, not too bad. From 795 to Frederick Road, JFX, as you might expect, very quiet on the southbound side early from Ruxton Road. There had been a big wreck in the last hour. They just have it to the shoulder now in Montgomery County, but some delays. I-270 southbound right before the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Skies are gray today. Cold front moving through. A few showers. That's it. Not much rain. 76 the high today. A little bit cooler tomorrow. Sunny and 70. Saturday's even cooler. Sunny and 62. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen 58 degrees. Hey, it's warm downtown. Down to Baltimore 71 already this morning. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. No winner has been announced in Maryland's 6th yet because only a few hundred ballots separate the two candidates. Democrat April McLean Delaney holds a slight lead over Neil Parrott. Both candidates are hovering around 50%. It's still too close to call. The winner of that race will succeed Democrat U.S. Congressman David Trone, who lost in the primary for Maryland's open U.S. Senate seat. Maryland State Board of Elections says local boards will resume the canvassing of mail-in ballots today. Maryland voters requested around 881,000 mail-in ballots. There are more than 309,000 that still must be canvassed, including the ballots that were postmarked on Election Day. City has officially severed ties with the Baltimore Office of Promotion and the Arts. On Wednesday, the Baltimore Board of Estimates voted to end the city's contract with BOPA. Mayor Scott announced in mid-October the city intended to exercise the 90-day termination clause in its contract with the arts organization. In a statement, BOPA says it plans to remain an independent 501c3 arts advocacy organization. It's 6:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 829. Your pick 4, 7837. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
If you're a gun owner, protecting your firearms and staying compliant with state and federal laws is crucial. I'm Melissa Patty, managing partner of Stouffer Legal. We have more than a decade of expertise in helping Maryland gun owners navigate the complexities of the National Firearms Act. From handguns to automatic rifles, suppressors, and SBRs, our team ensures your Class 3 items are secure and compliant. Stouffer Legal can guide you through the process of establishing a trust to protect and share your federally regulated firearms with friends and family, ensuring they stay out of public probate. Visit StoufferLegal.com or call us at 410-291-PLAN now to schedule your free consultation, where we will assess your needs and guide you in establishing your family gun trust. Don't wait. Secure your firearms and peace of mind today with Stouffer Legal. That's StoufferLegal.com or 410-291-PLAN.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So finally, game day is at hand. The Ravens and the Bengals, Lamar and Burrow, AFC North versus AFC North. What's the key to victory on a short week? Here it is from Marlon Humphrey.
A lot of mental work, but really big on the body. It always seems like whoever can recover the fastest is usually the team that, you know, that looks the freshest. And it's tough. It's a tough turnaround, but, you know, it's the reward after is cool. You know, if you win.
When you win is more like it for the Ravens, and there's no hesitation either from linebacker Roquan Smith.
Absolutely not. No concerns whatsoever. Short turnaround. We're professionals. It's the NFL. See you Thursday night.
Game on. And the Ravens must know something about this Thursday night thing. A perfect 8-0 at home in the Harbaugh era. Ravens, by the way, giving 6 points tonight to Cincinnati. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott's injury is worse than originally feared. Part of his hammy torn off the bone. That is not comfortable, and that will knock Dak out for more than 4 games and maybe for the year. Caps broke out the black sweaters last night in D.C.
Soros slowed it down. It makes its way to Ovechkin. On the curl and drag, it's Dylan Strome feeding Ovechkin. He scores! The grade A back on the board!
Joe Beninati with the call on Monumental. Game winner for the grade 8. 861 for the career. 34 from the all-time record. Caps beat the Predators 3-2 last night. D.C.'s ninth win in 12 games. Coming up at 635, have the Ravens done enough? And that is Stein on Sports.
This is Delegate Nino Mangione. Join me and Irish Charities of Maryland at the 50th Annual Maryland Irish Festival, set for November 8th through 10th at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The event includes traditional and contemporary Irish music, authentic Irish food and beverage, cultural activities, a kids' zone, and an assortment of vendors. There will also be 50th anniversary drink and food specials, in addition to whiskey tastings, special raffles, and more. Proceeds will benefit local nonprofits and charities. Ticket prices vary. For more info, visit irishfestival.com.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. It is Thursday.
Yeah.
It's almost regressed.
Yeah.
Thursday. That's what happens if you don't get enough sleep under these election cycles. Thursday, November 7, 2024. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Join the conversation 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show. You
using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And your top stories coming up in this hour. When do you hear how much time is going to be spent on the Juvenile Crime Reform Commission?
It shows you how the governor prioritizes children. Children are only worth 12 hours to him out of a whole damn year.
Well, that's after all, it's an hour a month. Wow. Also coming up during the course of this hour, exactly why did Kamala lose? Well, according to Chris Coons, senator from the state of Delaware, it's because people fail to realize the genius between Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
A lot of folks not recognizing the real progress that was made by President Biden and Vice President Harris. I think it's hard to look back and talk about what could have or might have or should have been.
But the top story here today, Kamala Harris finally calling President Trump to congratulate him on his landslide victory yesterday. Trump absolutely crushed Harris Tuesday night. It wasn't even close. Now with Nevada and Arizona in the House, he's projected to win at least 312 electoral votes. He also won the popular vote.
Huge.
First time in 20 years.
Huge.
That a Republican president has done that. This has delivered a mandate. But finally, we get the concession speech at Howard University yesterday.
Earlier today, I spoke with President-elect Trump and congratulated him on his victory. I also told him that we will help him and his team with their transition, and that we will engage in a peaceful transfer of power.
Here comes the lecture.
Wow.
Here comes the J6 lecture.
A fundamental principle of American democracy is that when we lose an election, we accept the results.
Yeah.
That principle, as much as any other, distinguishes democracy from monarchy or tyranny. And anyone who seeks the public trust must honor it. At the same time, in our nation, we owe loyalty not to a president or a party, but to the Constitution of the United States.
All right, can I ask a quick question here? She says she's going to help. She will help with the transition. What a role, historically, has the vice president had in the transition between one president and the next president?
Yeah, you just get out of the way.
Get out of the way.
Get out of the way. In fact, Joe Biden, Chairman Joe, has invited Trump to the White House prior to Inauguration Day. So maybe he'll put his little Trump hat on that he was wearing in Pennsylvania that day. But look, it is laughable for this woman to say that she took an oath and she has adhered to the Constitution of the United States.
Wow. Yeah.
She has crapped all over it over the last 4 years. It's the reason why you lost. And in the coming audio bites you're going to hear in a few minutes, they're not ready to give up this ideology. The Democrat Party has not learned its lessons as of yet. Maybe one day they will. But they plan to keep on fighting for this progressive, Marxist, leftist ideology. And that, the one that got them absolutely trounced in this past election. So we got more Kamala coming up, including her warning about a dark time in history.
All right. 6:13 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A man who can handle the weather and the traffic, no matter whether it's a dark time or a light time. It's Chuck Whitaker. Good morning, Chuck.
It used to be back in the day we did traffic on a split. I felt like a mole. Yeah. Come into work in the dark and go home
yes.
in the dark.
Yes, exactly.
You know how that is. Unbelievable.
Are you advocating for that?
He'd like that,
because
actually,
we would love to have you an afternoon drive here at WCBM.
Absolutely, yeah.
God, I'm sorry I said anything. Tell me God. I mean, you retract all that immediately, and if you heard it, you really didn't hear it.
Yeah, what you just heard is an illusion.
Yes, erase that from your memory. The early ride to Annapolis looks fine from the Bay Bridge. All green on the Bay Bridge, 3 hours, all green moving west. That's a good indication there, coming over towards the Severn River Bridge and eventually towards I-97. We're good at both the Harbor Tunnel, still running just fine, both on 95. And 895, and now we're looking at the traffic crossing on the Beltway at Route 40 West. Lanes are open, and so far it hasn't even been too bad coming down from Liberty Road, we normally start to see the morning buildup right about now, but it looks like we're still okay at Liberty Road on both the inner and the outer loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says it's going to be cloudy today. A few passing showers possible. 76 still unseasonably warm. Tomorrow, sunny, 70. Begins to cool down for the weekend with the temperatures back into the low 60s. That's where we are right now.
Yeah.
Cloudy, 64 in the city, 63 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. Donald Trump has won re-election. He is president-elect, 47th president of the United States, which led Joe Biden to say, who was 46?
I thought he was older.
The Democrats, grasping at straws, they're now saying that Trump has a history of beating women, Hillary and Kamala.
Yeah.
A ballot measure to legalize recreational marijuana in Florida failed to pass. Isn't that odd? Florida's biggest attraction, a giant mouse who lives in a magic kingdom.
Yes.
They're all high as hell. Actor Daniel Craig says he really doesn't care which actor will be the next to portray James Bond. In fact, he's saying maybe it'll be an American. Can you imagine? My name is Bond. Jimmy Bond.
Yes.
So let's play along here for just a second. Which actor would you choose? American actor.
Okay,
American actor.
None.
If you could, to be James Bond.
None. Not a one.
The Americanized version. Well, just play along here.
All right. Patches. Well, that be the case?
Patches.
That be the case. Denzel Washington.
I was just going to say the same thing. When
really?
He was younger.
Okay. Yeah. See, I'm thinking somebody's got to be in that age range. I'm saying Chris Pratt, maybe, or perhaps Mark Wahlberg. Somebody in that range? I don't need some lefty, some liberal playing him, because, you know, that's going to be that's not going to be a good fit.
Yeah, well, that leaves two actors in Hollywood. Strong.
You know, those are about the only two conservatives that I can think of.
Would fit Rob Reiner to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Right. He can't even jump over a fence.
One of the pairs of ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland, the Wizard of Oz, now up for auction. The opening bid, they think, is going to be well over $800,000.
$2 million, maybe, Tom. I think about it. My guess is $2 million plus. They'll go for.
So my $500 gold Trump sneakers look like a value now.
They absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, ask your wife.
Get Trump sneakers now. I think, or something. Is it?
Right.
Let's see. Voters in Massachusetts passed a ballot measure that would allow Uber and Lyft drivers to unionize.
Wow.
Yeah. Apparently, they were out celebrating at a bar, and there was nobody to take them home. I couldn't. Now they have to go back and dial up a cab. Can you imagine that?
Call a cab.
Uber, and, of course, the rest of that. It's amazing watching the Hollywood celebrities melt down.
It's wonderful.
This is one of my favorite pastimes. Bette Midler said that if Trump won, she was going to drink Drano. And then she deleted her account. So her account's now gone off of X. Both Cher and Barbara Streisand said they're ready to leave the country, and others.
Okay.
There's a list of about 36 Hollywood actors and actresses that have decided that they're going to leave the country if Trump was reelected. So we'll see.
Now, as a note, I do have some frequent flyer miles on Southwest. They now fly internationally. I'm willing to give them to any of these celebrities who has promised to leave the country if they take advantage of this one-time offer within the next 3 months. Get the hell out of here. You say you're going to leave? All right, leave.
Yeah.
You know, we'll somehow get by without you.
By the way, Marty has just emailed in. He thinks Chuck Whitaker should portray James Bond.
Oh.
You know?
The chase scenes be different, though.
Yeah. what chase scenes?
I know. You're all tried up in traffic.
Debbie says the way he is awakened, he's shaken, not stirred.
Yes.
First thing in the morning.
Yeah, that one in there. Probably fake news.
Whitaker behind the wheel. He's driving along thinking, well, which tube should I take? Which tube should I?
I would be James Bombed.
James Bombed?
Bombed.
Now that is a fitting description.
Yeah, right. It is. I gotta have Kurt as my sidekick.
That's right.
Kurt, come on, let's go. I am coming.
All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. Appreciate that. It's coming up on 619. You can join us here 410-922-6680. Kamala's concession speech, finally. She was 25 minutes late for that. She was late on election night, and then we didn't hear anything yesterday morning. Finally, at about 4:23 p.m. yesterday, she said she was conceding.
While I concede this election, I do not concede the fight that fueled this campaign. The fight, the fight for freedom, for opportunity, for fairness, and the dignity of all people, a fight for the ideals at the heart of our nation, the ideals that reflect America at our best. That is a fight I will never give up.
Now, the fight for American ideals, which apparently for her is knife your boss in the back and take over his job.
Yeah, really. Here's the thing. She said in that 12-minute speech, the word fight appeared 19 times. She said
some concession speech.
Yeah, that was some concession speech. And the fact is that remember when they left, when the state-run drive-by Alphabet Media, they skewered Trump for saying to fight, you know, Stop the Steal rally. They said that was proof positive. That was evidence that he was an insurrectionist, blah, blah, blah. 19 times in the speech. And here's the point. The very ideals that she was espousing to the American people that she says they're going to continue to fight for were rejected in record fashion on Tuesday night. So the left, they're not going to concede. She's obviously not going to win, but the fight, the resistance is going to remain. And we'll tell you what Tish James had to say in New York coming up in just a second.
So AOC for president four years from now? Yeah. That'd be kind of fun to watch. Hey, here's a real estate fact for you. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell, because of low inventory and the great rate they may have on their current home. Now, if this sounds like you, you should know that you're not alone. Let me ask you, if you were able to find your dream home and have an interest rate in the mid-fours, would you sell your current home? If you said yes, listen up. Selling your Maryland or lower PA home is one of the biggest financial decisions you're going to ever make. So take it from me. Do not list your home until you have talked with Maryland's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Real Estate. And here's why. Vinny uses technology like nobody I've ever seen in the real estate business, and he will be able to sell your home at your price in your time frame, or he'll take care of you. And he sells for 100 homes per year. The average agent sells about 3, maybe 6. Now may be a great time to sell your home or rental property while prices are still strong. He's not just another agent. Vinny Steele is Maryland's real estate expert. Called the only agent I would trust to sell my home, Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Now 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
As the holidays approach, Westminster Speed and Sound is here to help you find that perfect gift for that special someone. Remote car starters are one of our most popular presents, as people will be thanking you for years to come. How about never going out to a cold car again or having to worry about scraping windows? We even have smartphone-controlled solutions. Window tint is another popular item, as the recipient will experience reduced heat and glare while also protecting their skin and eyes from the sun's damaging UV. And of course, ceramic paint coatings will make your vehicle shine like never before while staying clean a lot longer. Imagine not spending countless hours washing it all the time. CarPlay and Android Auto are technologies we offer that allow you to safely harness the power of your smartphone while driving. Features like calls, texting, navigation, and music apps can often be operated by voice control. You can buy your truck and SUV, folks, accessories like bed covers, side steps, and WeatherTech products. Westminster Speed and Sound is conveniently located in Westminster, Maryland, and you can look us up on the web at westminsterspeed.com. That's westminsterspeed.com.
Join Delegate Nino Mangione weekdays at 11 for The Right Side. You'll hear Nino's perspective on state and national politics along with the most important issues. Don't miss The Right Side with Delegate Nino Mangione on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning at 6:23 on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
A new problem on the Capitol Beltway. They just cleared it to the shoulder in Montgomery County. The outer loop at River Road is going to back up to 270. They're kind of looking at it. And again today on the Virginia side, there's a wreck on the inner loop. So that's the traffic north of the Leesburg Pike coming up to the American Legion Bridge. And there is road blockage there. And the VDOT is now saying that there may be at least an hour delay with the traffic out of Northern Virginia on that side of the Capitol Beltway. We filled in just a bit now on the west side. We'll start to see some brake lights from 795 down to Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, Rick in Forest Hill says you'd be a natural as the American James Bond. You could be driving an Aston Martin.
Yeah.
Nice. That's nice.
Yeah.
More fake news.
I basically just reveal and relay what listeners are saying.
Give me his address and I'll respond back.
Well, they don't give us addresses and texts.
No, I understand. Because it's fake news that you write in between breaks. I don't know how it works. I know you only too well.
Listen to what I'm being accused of.
Wow.
I know you too well.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is just an outrageous accusation.
I cannot believe
you were harassing me when I knew you were WNAV. So get out of here.
God, you're really going back now.
Yes.
Back to the 40-some years ago.
Jake Einstein, where's that great American Charles Whitaker?
I checked you a couple. Cloudy, 62 in Columbia right now on its way to cloudy and a few showers possible. A high of 76 today. Last night, the concession speech, Kamala Harris then begins to hint at this recurring theme. AOC said it yesterday. We're about ready to enter this period of fascism and authoritarianism. Oh, yeah. The radical left is not going to give up, calling Donald Trump Hitler and fascist. And here is what she hinted at yesterday. Remember, this was a concession speech.
There's an adage an historian once called a law of history. True of every society across the ages. The adage is, only when it is dark enough can you see the stars. I know many people feel like we are entering a dark time, but for the benefit of us all, I hope that is not the case. But here's the thing, America, if it is, let us fill the sky with the light of a brilliant, brilliant billion of stars.
Okay.
That sounds like the thousand points of light.
Remember? You sure did.
Another plagiarized concept. But she says, I know many of us think they're entering a dark. That means you. That means her.
Yeah.
She was sloughing that off on others. But that's her own projection, that we are entering a dark time. You can tell from her tone. Tish James, the New York Attorney General, out there in an unglued rant yesterday saying they have contingency plans for President-elect Trump.
Democratic AGs across this country to make sure that we would be ready to respond to any attempt to roll back our rights. So here we are. We've studied their platforms. We've identified certain possibilities, fact patterns. We've created contingency plans. So no matter what the next administration throws at us, we're ready. We're ready to respond to their attacks. We're ready to respond to any attempts to cut or eliminate any funding to the great state of New York, as the governor outlined. So despite what has happened on the national stage, we will continue to stand tall in the face of injustice, revenge, or retribution.
She's not going down without a fight either. Wow. Tish James, again, you look at Kamala Harris, AOC, Tish James, they're all avowing they're going to continue to bring the lumber towards Donald Trump, and says she's prepared to fight back.
We will continue to protect and our most vulnerable and marginalized amongst us, because it is my sworn duty and responsibility to lead that fight, working with the governor of this great state, Kathy Hochul. This is not the time to be fearful, New York, but faithful and steadfast, knowing that I, as the Attorney General, along with my entire team, we are guardians of the law, and we are prepared, my friends, to fight back.
Let me note something. One of the things she said is, we're prepared to fight any cut in funding, as if somehow this is retaliation. In other words, unless you grow funding on a continuing basis, there are people like Tish James who can say you're discriminating against me. What about those of us who'd like to see the entire federal government shrunk?
Yeah.
So somehow we're going to be attacking New York if we say we're just giving too much money to the states. We're taking too much money from the citizens.
They plan to hammer Trump with litigation, the Trump administration with litigation, and try to tie him up with the courts just like they did last time. In fact, there are over 100 progressive groups gathering today, Working Family Party, Move On, Indivisible, all these communist Marxist groups there to plot the resistance. So it is, it's on. It's going to be a fight. We won the election, we won a battle, but the war still wages on.
Yep.
629, don't forget, the best in the morning drive is available each and every day, WCBM.com, and on our Facebook page, and it is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael A. Friedman. By the way, check out the new WCBM.com, new website for you there. I think it's a very easy to navigate, brand new design, so check that out on a daily basis. You can vote in the WCBM listener poll, and that on a daily basis. And by the way, that has been improved, so you can only vote once. It used to be that people would just try to, you know, troll the poll, as they say. No, we fixed that, so check it out. Love to have you visit the website, download the app, and that way you can listen to us live, stream us at WCBM.com, or using the WCBM mobile app. It is coming up on 6:30. Your calls and comments coming up next, as is Why Kamala Lost. And now the latest headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. City police investigating a double shooting in East Baltimore. Officers found the victims after responding to a shot spotter alert in the 1800 block of North Monfort Avenue shortly before 11 o'clock Wednesday morning. Investigators say a 30-year-old woman, a 29-year-old man taken to hospital with gunshot wounds. Homicide detectives have been called in due to the severity of one of the victim's injuries. No winner has yet been announced in Maryland's 6th because only a couple of hundred ballots separate the two candidates. Democrat April McLean Delaney holds a very slight lead over Republican Neil Parrott. Both candidates are hovering around 50%, and it is still too close to call. Winner of that race will succeed David Trone, who lost in the primary for Maryland's open U.S. Senate seat on the Democrat side. Local boards of election, by the way, will resume the canvass of mail-in ballots today. Maryland State Board of Elections says local boards can resume that canvassing of mail-ins today. Maryland voters requested around 881,000 mail-in ballots. There are more than 309,000 that must still be canvassed, including the ballots that were postmarked on Election Day. The city has officially severed ties with the Baltimore Office of Promotion and the Arts. On Wednesday, the Baltimore Board of Estimates voted to end the city's contract with BOPA. Mayor Brandon Scott announced in mid-October that the city intended to exercise the 90-day termination clause in its contract with the arts organization. In a statement, BOPA says it plans to remain an independent 501c3 arts advocacy organization. And the newly created Baltimore Vacants Reinvestment Council will be holding its first meeting this morning. Governor Wes Moore signed an executive order in October creating a coordinated program involving the state, Baltimore City, nonprofit, and for-profit partners to eliminate concentrations of vacant properties. The goal is to redevelop 5,000 vacants over the next 5 years. 6:32 right now in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Do you have a pet? Did you know that pet ownership has estate planning consequences? Think about it. If you become unable to care for yourself, who's going to care for your pet? And if you die, who will become the owner of your pet? Does that person know your wishes? Will there be a dispute because you didn't make your desires known? And what if your pet should bite a person or someone else's animal? Did you know that your homeowner's insurance may not cover the cost of injuries caused by your pet? Stouffer Legal understands the risks and challenges of pet ownership as it relates to your wealth, and they can help you plan to protect your pets, your stuff, and the ones you love. Learn how you can be Stouffer Legal safe at PlanBaltimore.com. View their online estate planning webinar to learn if your estate plan is all set. And if it's not, request a free estate planning review with an experienced Stouffer Legal attorney. Protect your pets, your human family, and your stuff. Visit PlanBaltimore.com so you can be Stouffer Legal safe.
Lottery numbers from last night, your pick 3, 829, your pick 4, 7837. And now, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
The West Side Outer Loop delay has now arrived. It's sitting there from 795. It goes all the way down crossing Route 40. And then once you get to Frederick Road, start down the hill towards 95. The lanes are improving, but it's a long ride. You have to ride it out four or five exits coming down the West Side. Typical ride there. At Green Spring, not too bad. Parkville side has filled in just a bit coming over towards the ramps at Hartford Road, but still a good pace over towards Paring Parkway. The backup now on the old Harvard Tunnel Thruway back beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. 95, top of the hill, Keith Avenue. All four lanes are open going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Skies are gray today. Cold front moving through. A few showers. That's it. Not much rain. 76 the high today. A little bit cooler tomorrow. Sunny and 70. Saturday's even cooler. Sunny and 62. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. At Blindster, we offer custom-made faux wood and real wood blinds and shutters, cellular shades, Roman shades, bamboo shades, exterior shades, and more, all at factory direct prices. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The Ravens defense did indeed get back some of that swagger last week against the Broncos, allowing just 10 points, none in the second half. But that was against rookie quarterback Bo Nix. Tonight, the stakes are higher, and the task is tougher. Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals, a team that torched Baltimore for 38 points and 392 yards in the air just 5 weeks ago. Roquan Smith addresses pressure on the Ravens defense to perform tonight.
I think pressure does two things. It's either burst pipes or make diamonds. And like I said last year, in a diamond making business. And if you don't enjoy pressure as a defender and on this defense, what are you doing it for? So,
what are you doing it for indeed? Injury update for tonight. Isaiah Likely and Brent Urban have been ruled out. Keaton Mitchell listed as questionable. And for Cincinnati, T. Higgins is doubtful. And the running back, Zach Moss, is on IR. Elsewhere in the NFL, Patrick Mahomes is on the mend, the only unbeaten quarterback in the NFL. Rolled his ankle early in the fourth quarter of the Monday night win over the Buccaneers. Mahomes practiced, though, for the first time on it yesterday. To the NHL we go. Caps and Predators in D.C.
Saros slowed it down. It makes its way to Ovechkin. On the curl and drag, it's Dylan Strome feeding Ovechkin. He scores! The grade A back on the board!
Joe Beninati with the call on Monumental. The march continues for Alex Ovechkin. 861 now for the career, 34 away from becoming the all-time leading goal scorer in National Hockey League history. Battle of NBA heavyweights last night on the hardwood in Boston.
Draymond, good wipeout screen. And then Tata on Steph, and he hit it anyway! The three.
That one courtesy of NBC TV Bay Area. Steph Curry stuffed the stat sheet last night. 27 points, 7 rebounds, 9 assists. The Warriors over the Celtics, 118-112. Golden State is now 7-1 on the year. College basketball. Terps back at practice yesterday in College Park as they prepare for the Mount on Friday night. Derek Queen got all the attention Monday night with his 22-20 performance against Manhattan. But don't sleep on the new point guard, Jacoby Gillespie. Here's head coach Kevin Willard.
For his first time out, having to run the show, taking over technically for Jameer to get 16-5, play defense the way he played, I was really happy with Jacoby.
Not only that, 6 of 10 from the field, no turnovers for Jacoby Gillespie. Local college basketball last night, Coppin State fell to High Point 93-51, and Mercyhurst beat Morgan State 78-73. The time now is 6:37. When we return, the question is, did the Ravens do enough at the trading deadline?
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
So not only is this game tonight against Cincinnati obviously big, but it's really the start of a very important stretch for the Ravens. Over the next four games, they've got Cincinnati tonight, they've got the Steelers the following week, and then they've got the Chargers and the Eagles. That's four games against tough teams.
Tough stretch.
Yep, winning teams. And so the question is, did they do enough at the deadline? Of course, they picked up Deontay Johnson a couple weeks ago. They picked up Tre'Davious White from Los Angeles this past week a couple of days ago. I think the key here is, and what the Ravens are betting on, is the fact fact that from within they can improve over the next 7 or 8 weeks of the season. A guy like Tavius Robinson picked up 2 sacks the other day. They're hoping that that pass rusher can continue. A guy like Trenton Simpson, who took over for Patrick Queen, his ascension can continue. If that doesn't happen, then probably the Ravens didn't do enough at the deadline.
Yeah, I would agree. I would think the edge rusher is the key part here, because you can't expect even the best corners to cover more than 3 seconds in the NFL.
That's the biggest difference between this year and last year. The pass rush was intense last year, right, with Clowney. The DBs didn't have to cover for that extra second.
That's a good point. We'll see what happens. It starts tonight. Thanks, Gary.
It does.
6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot Thomas in Catonsville.
Morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning.
Yes, sir.
I am very happy, very pleased with the results of the election, but we have to realize that in the grand scheme of things, all we did was buy ourselves some time. That concession speech was a shot across the bow. They let us know they're not going anywhere. So we need to have a great Thanksgiving, a great Christmas, and then come back fighting. We need to stay vigilant because we've got the midterms coming up, and we need to stay involved, connect the dots, and we need to help the people out who want to help us. And that's not just in our area. As we see around the country right now, we're waiting for those House votes to come in, those House seats. We need the House, which is up for re-election in 2 years, to stay where it is or get even better so Trump can keep doing what he's doing. And, you know, I spent about $100, maybe $150 this year supporting other candidates around the country. $5 a pop.
Mm-hmm.
It helps. If a million people gave a candidate $5, that's $5 million. That's a war chest that they can use to fight for us. So think big term and long ball, because that's what politics is, long ball.
It is, but I'd start the fight right now. I wouldn't take the holidays off, and I think I'd start with the announce of the transition team and stick it right down their throats, Tom. That's a great thought. By the way, Kamala Harris ended up in debt. Did you know that?
No, she did.
She ended up in
debt. She had more money than God during this campaign.
That's because she was paying celebrities, like Beyonce and Lizzo and Lady Gaga and the rest. They were being paid.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. I got that from Gutfeld. That's what he calls her. Lady Gaga. Joe in Catonsville.
Good morning, Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Joseph.
Hello, sir.
Hey, good morning, bud. How are you?
Good morning, sir. Good
morning.
I live in Catonsville, Maryland. Let me take this off speaker. I'm sorry, sir.
I was just in your neck of the woods yesterday.
Yes, sir.
I was picking up my guitar at Bill's Music.
Oh, yes. Bill's famous place.
Yeah, famous place. Great work, by the way. They did excellent work on my guitar.
My wife and I voted early. We were retired. We voted in Arbutus. And I noticed on my hand ballot, I don't use machines, I know they cheat, that there were black dots in all of the Democrats' slots, names. So, and then I learned on social media that if there is a pre-printed black dot on that form and we fill out for another candidate, I voted for President Trump, of course,
mm-hmm.
And then that vote would be completely nullified because a black dot was in that location. Now, I do not know if this is true, but it sure seems to me. The other thing, they gave us blue pens to fill it in. I thought it was supposed to be a number 2 pencil.
No, I had a pen for mine.
Yeah, I had a pen for mine as well. Look, I've seen what you're talking about, the tiny little black dot, and that it was in a box on a blank ballot, and that was for Democrats. So, and the best advice I could give anybody, you're not supposed to take your cell phones in there, but, you know, you take a screenshot of that, and then you send it to either a legislator or a delegate or directly to the State Board of Elections, because those ballots are supposed to be examined prior to, being given out to the public, and if they did have a black dot in it, that could foul a ballot. For instance, if you voted for Trump and you filled in that circle,
yep,
that oval, and there was a black dot in the Kamala oval.
Yeah, it'll kick back.
It'll kick back. Correct. It'll kick it out. And then it goes
exactly
to...
what happened, sir.
Right. Then it goes to adjudication. And then they have to interpret an adjudication. What was the intent of the voter? And they'll say, if you filled in the oval completely, your intent was to vote for Trump. And if it was just a black dot... But again, that has to be confirmed with poll watchers. It just opens up. It's ripe for fraud. I think you raised a very interesting question. We'll see if anybody else noticed that or if it happened to them as well.
Yes.
Did you get another ballot and voted with that ballot?
No. I just voted with one because I didn't know. I was unaware, uneducated.
And when you scanned your ballot, was it accepted?
It took it.
Okay. All right. So
but again,
that's a question. Here's what I'll do, Joe. I'll reach out to the State Board of Elections and see if we can get an answer on that. But thanks for bringing it to our attention. Appreciate your call, really, and listening.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate it. 6:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a delay on 997 southbound here at Benfield Boulevard. They were reporting debris in the roadway, but I see a police car in the median, so maybe it's related to an accident there. It looks like all the lanes are open, but they're slowing at the scene because of the flashing lights and the police car in the median. I can't tell. It's far enough down that I can't tell if they're getting completely by in the left-hand lane. But if you're going south from New Cut Road, you'll have to factor that in. City Fire just rolled up. They have an alarm in a building on the west side at Edmondson Avenue at Gilmore, and the local traffic heads up for that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with Traffic and Weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Your WCBN Weather Channel forecast today: cloudy, few passing showers possible, and 76 right now. It is 63 in Bel Air under cloudy skies, and it's cloudy and 63 in Pasadena. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name,
a bit of a Johnson. Hey, I had Captain Crunch for breakfast. The roof of my mouth is in shreds.
I didn't hear that part.
Mickey D's confirmed to today.com that its spicy chicken McNuggets are available for a limited time. They're available right now.
Oh.
They can come in 6, 10, 20, and 40-piece sizes, Chuck. So you can get a 40-piecer and saddle up to the Ravens-Bengals game tonight for Thursday Night Football.
Can't see it.
Oh, you can't
you
see
cannot?
It? You don't get Amazon?
It's streaming. It's on Amazon.
Oh, so you don't get Amazon.
I don't care about that. I'm not going to pay anything to see it.
Gee, what else would we expect the IBF president to say?
I pay to watch 45 minutes of a game? Not even that.
I would think you would have bartered it by now. But
it's just us.
Sometimes, lately I've been hearing a couple of instances of we may have met his match.
Yeah.
I have to extort the cable guy when he comes over the next time. Yeah. There has to be something he's done.
By the way, did you notice that when Chuck gets hungry, all of a sudden there's debris in the road, and sometimes there's the cheddar or the Swiss,
right,
the provolone.
Keep it up, Bruce. You're going to be the debris.
Or one that really stinks is the Liederkranz. That smells.
That's right.
Yeah.
Imagine Chuck as the American James Bond.
Yes.
Imagine that conversation with Moneypenny. Whoa.
We'd have to raise her up to Money Quarter.
That's Money right. Quarter.
Your air fryer may be spying on you. So says the UK Consumers Association.
You're kidding me. You're kidding me.
Apparently, if you have a smart air fryer. Mine's dumb. I keep it dumb on purpose.
Yeah, but never mind. I was going to say something smart. Right. But she's too nice.
As cinnamon and raisin biscuits and candied bacon return to Hardee's just in time for the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like those. And, of course, the 10-piece chicken McNuggets are now just a buck at McDonald's now through December 2nd.
Really?
Just $1.
That's a good idea.
That is a great deal. IHOP introducing maple bacon pancakes.
Oh,
be still, my beating heart.
I like that.
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
It's now for the month of November. You get the maple bacon pancakes. Haagen-Dazs is bringing back signature holiday desserts to everyone's delight. So if you like they have different flavors just in time for the holiday, including the candy cane. That's the ice cream, vanilla ice cream, and peppermint bark. That is a classic, the peppermint bark ice cream. And, of course, they have the one with the chocolate cookie pieces as well, cookie crunch and crushed peppermint bark pieces. So a couple of different
peppermint
items.
Bark. Good stuff, man.
Yeah, peppermint is good. Yeah. It's healthy for you, too.
Yeah, that's what let me convince my wife of that.
Right.
Yes,
I'm eating the peppermint ice cream, honey, because I'm improving my health.
That's right.
Well, I keep telling Deb about Bailey's.
Yeah, same thing.
Don't they make a peppermint version for the holiday?
They do.
That's
they
what
do.
I thought, yeah. Yep. All right, Chuck, appreciate it. See you in a couple. 6:47. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And, of course, we have some reaction as to why Kamala has lost.
First, of course, from the co-chair of, I don't know, sure he ended up the co-chair of the Kamala campaign, but he was Biden's co-chair, and that is Senator Chris Coons, who took over the Biden Memorial seat in the Senate up in Delaware. And he says, well, it's because people didn't realize what economic geniuses Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were and what wonderful work they did on the economy in the last 4 years.
A lot of folks not recognizing the real progress that was made by President Biden and Vice President Harris. I think it's hard to look back and talk about what could have or might have or should have been.
Yeah, it's always hard to look back, but if they don't realize you're a genius, Chris, what you going to do, really? Kelly McEnany, I'm sorry, this is not Kelly McEnany, this is Kellyanne Conway. She has a very different take on why somehow Kamala lost by more than 6 million votes.
When the Democrats take a look at this candidacy, it's not going to be, did she have too much time, not enough time? She's just a flawed candidate. She doesn't speak well. She doesn't work hard. I'm not being mean or partisan. I don't know why the country would have rewarded this candidate with the big job.
Seriously.
When she couldn't make the case what she does as vice president that affects our lives in a positive way.
Yeah. And this is, again, what's coming out now. Oh, it's racism. It's sexism. It was misogyny. It said white men aren't going to vote for black women or Hispanic men, whatever. I mean, and that Kellyanne says that's just not the case.
I don't want to hear the words racism and sexism. It's eyesight and hearing. We were listening and watching her.
Yeah, we were listening, we were watching, we saw, and we heard whatever she wanted to share with us, which during the course of that campaign, by the way, was not all that much. And here's a concern that Kellyanne has that I have, particularly as we get toward inauguration in January, and that is, what is the left going to do? They got crazy last time Donald Trump had on Inauguration Day. What are they going to do this time around?
I'm very worried that we've not talked a lot about how violent people are may be and angry because she lost.
Right.
I'm afraid of that.
Yeah. I'm not afraid, I'm very concerned about it.
There were protests in the streets of Chicago last night, but there was no violence. No violence that I know of that was tied to the election. Maybe because it was such a butt-whooping, people decided that, it wasn't even close. But there's still the potential for that come Inauguration Day in 74 days. So
yeah.
We shall see. 6:50. Don't forget the Best of the Morning Drive. It's available every day. You get the highlight at WCBM.com. And on our Facebook page, and it's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Coming up next, more of your calls and comments, and still to come, the Juvie Crime Reform Commission that is chaired by retired Judge Andre Davis. We need to hear how much time they're spending on the very important issue of juvenile reform.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
Hey, everybody, it's your old buddy Andrew Langer. America's at a turning point. We've got to have real, thoughtful conversations about what matters most. That's why I'm here, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. on WCBM AM 680. We dive deep into the issues. Substance matters. Real talk, real analysis, and the actual conversations that you deserve. It's time to stand up, speak out, and be heard. Tune into the Andrew Langer Show.
Talk Radio 680.
By the way, coming up at 8:07 this morning, remember the 325,000 missing children?
Yes.
That Trump would talk about? There's a group called Shepherd's Watch Foundation. They're based in Texas. We're going to talk to the lead investigator and how they have developed software to how to track these human sex traffickers, and they've already busted a bunch of
good
them.
Good deal.
And so hopefully, and they need help. They need donations, and they need volunteers, so we'll talk about them. Kim Klasick will be in this morning in studio after the
postmortem
at 30 News, a little postmortem, and a special announcement coming up as well.
And also coming up, by the way, between 7 and 8 o'clock this morning, the Swamp Media and Liberal Tears. We'll talk about that. And Dreams Were Crushed, and Al Sharpton says he knows why. We'll hear from him coming up in the 7 o'clock news as well. And the Department of Justice shuts down Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith ain't going to go to Washington anymore, folks. He may end up like in Ketchikan, Alaska, or out of the Bering Strait someplace.
Back to The Hague, where he belongs.
Yes, exactly. Coming up on 653, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Phone number here, 410-WCBM-680. If you want to join the conversation, of course, your emails come to themorningdrive@WCBM.com. 653 right now, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
I just think if he was at The Hague, he would be right next door to The Hague where Hillary Clinton hangs out.
Evil man.
Evil man.
You evil
you know
man.
It's true. It is. You know, it's, everybody true. Knows it's true. Look at the hooves on that woman. You know, it's just unbelievable. 95 southbound is slowing now as you're coming around from Eastern Avenue and O'Donnell Street. Four lanes are open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 is backed up towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. We're moving traffic, but slowly. City Fire out on the west side. Be careful around Edmondson Avenue and Gilmore Street. They're picking up some debris. I-97 southbound around Benfield, and it looks like they're still there on the shoulder on the inside, but there's a backup as you're moving south from New Cut Road. Delays on the Beltway now before Harford Road, 795 to Frederick Road on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast for this Thursday morning. Cloudy, few passing showers today and a high of 76 tomorrow. The sun is back and 70 cools down for the weekend. Right now, cloudy 63 in Glen Burnie and it is 62 in Middle River. Let's take a phone call here from Vera in White Marsh.
Morning, Vera.
Good morning, sir. And Mr. Elliott, I talked to you, I think, a couple of years ago. I told you my story. But you know what? I like.
Yes, I do remember.
Yes, you're a very nice gentleman. And the other guy, the one with you.
Yes, Frank. That was back when Frank was here, right?
Oh, Mr. Frank. And I just want to say to the lady also, the lady who answered the phone very polite and very nice. But I just want to follow up the gentleman who was, you took the call about the dads on the thing. I'm independent.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The first time I voted in my life, I'm 56 years old. It was Trump, and I become American citizen. I've been here 35 years. I told you first time. I said I didn't come to America to arrange furniture. I don't collect no all affairs for me to make me to be voting the wrong way. But when I went to vote on Tuesday, to cut the story short, the dots which he was saying, I saw that, and they don't allow no phone. And when I asked the lady, the poll watcher, the white lady, I said, what the hell is this? I don't want to register the thing. He said, oh, this regard that. He said, whatever you want to fill up, you fill up. That is not going to matter. Just put the dot, and they give you the pen instead of the pencil. And then to me, it was like I'm voting for Kamala, and I'm voting for Trump. So it bothers me. And when I came, I called my lawyer in Florida. They told me to say, we'll find out. And then the gentleman from Newsmax, he said, what it was? I said, it was on the scene. Like I'm voting up with the thing. He said, if it was like that, when you push it in, if the thing took the paper in, I said, yeah, the paper went in. I said, what they're going to do there? Probably they're going to think I'm crazy. I voted for two people. Maybe they will talk to say I voted for Kamala. I don't want Kamala, me and me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happened. So the gentleman who was telling you whatever, he was not dreaming. I saw that myself when I went to vote in Baltimore County there. The place, I think, in a Jewish place, whatever, I saw that thing, what he was saying.
Now, I think I've seen that. I've seen that on social media, Vera. And here's the problem that I have. And we're going to reach out to the State Board of Elections to see if we can get an answer. But all of these issues that crop up with the ballot seem to benefit the Democrats.
Yes, I know that. And I voted, I wanted Kim Cassidy, if she's listening, because, you know, I like her. When you, I know when you bring people, there are some that are bad, but you, she's a nice lady. I wanted her to win. That John Ho, because where I live at the property where Donald Trump in-law on. They bring all this Section 8, whatever. They're not in my building. They really destroy the stuff. They don't even know how to use the dishwasher, and they bring all this stuff. It's bad. And that Johnny Hall did it. Yeah. I know that. Yeah. But you know what? I didn't want her to win, but I voted for that. That's the only thing. Trump and Kim Kasich. That's all I voted.
Vera, thanks for checking in.
Thank you so much for checking and sharing your story. We appreciate that. Nice talking with you. Troy is in Glen Burnie.
Good morning, Troy.
Hello, Troy.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Clearly, thank you.
Okay, I just have a quick question for your callers and those that are listening. Why did poor people, middle class, women, especially Latinos and blacks, vote for Trump? He has no track record. I'm from New York, by the way. He has no track record of helping anyone.
No, that's not the case, Troy. But
really?
Look,
well, tell me where he helped someone.
During his administration, you had a lower rate of unemployment among women than historically has ever been the case. You had a lower rate of unemployment among black men. You had a lower rate of unemployment of Hispanics than at any time in history. The job of the... Excuse me.
You asked the question, Troy. Let us answer.
In our view, the job of the government is not to provide a job for individuals. The job of the government is to make sure the individuals have the chance to compete in the open marketplace. That is what Donald Trump provided. And people responded like crazy. They loved it. And you know what? 6 million more people this time around said, that's what we want. Just give us a chance to succeed. And they've not had that chance for the last 4 years.
Yeah. And in addition to that, Troy, you had the Trump tax cuts were across the board. They were every demographic, every income group, which did benefit poor people. You had, of course, the little unemployment rate that Bruce just referenced. And you have this, again, he's not trying to impose electric vehicles on the lower to middle class like the Biden-Harris regime is trying to do. They want to try to, again, and by the way, he rebuilt the economy not once but twice during his administration, coming out of the pandemic as well. So, look, I think the results speak for themselves. You ask, why do poor people vote for Trump? They did that because it benefits their income and their status in life.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. RFK Jr., Marco Rubio, Mike Pompeo, among the names being bandied about for high-profile positions in the new Trump administration. The final election numbers continue to come in. For former President Trump, it was a clean sweep of the battleground states. And it's not just Mr. Trump. Senate Minority Leader McConnell says Republicans made a great showing across the board.
This is certainly a happy day for the GOP. And let me start by congratulating President Trump. What he's accomplished has not been done, as all of you know, since Grover Cleveland.
Kamala Harris delivered her delayed concession speech yesterday afternoon. Earlier, she called President-elect Trump to offer congratulations. And later today, we'll be hearing from President Biden.
In remarks scheduled for the White House Rose Garden, the president will address the nation to discuss the election results and the transition. Today's speech follows yesterday's phone call, during which the president congratulated Donald Trump on his election victory and invited him to the White House in the near future to discuss the transition. A spokesman said Mr. Biden expressed his commitment to ensuring a smooth transition of working to bring the country together. Greg Clugston, Washington.
With a new sheriff, Donald Trump, on his way into town, Hamas now calling for an end to the war with Israel in Gaza. Multiple reports quoting sources saying that Special Counsel Jack Smith is now winding down the two federal cases brought against Mr. Trump. The Federal Reserve expected to announce another cut in interest rates. That announcement from the central bank is expected later today. Wall Street rocketed higher yesterday. A day-long Trump-inspired rally saw the Dow, NASDAQ, and the S&P all end at record highs. This morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures up 94 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 48 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you understand the impact this election may have on their retirement savings, in less than 30 days, our entire economy could face a monumental shift that could destroy a huge amount of value many Americans have stored in their 401ks or IRAs. In times like these, the most trusted store of wealth in human history stands out, physical gold and silver. Many Americans have looked to True Gold Republic for help. They specialize in helping those with a 401k, IRA, or other retirement accounts convert their stocks and bonds into physical gold and silver to protect their hard-earned savings. True Gold is offering listeners a free copy of their Election Gold Protection Kit today. To claim yours, call 800-300-GOLD. This information is free and might very well save your comfortable retirement. By acting before the election, you can still make a tax and penalty-free conversion with the help of True Gold's award-winning team. Call 800-300-GOLD. That's 800-300-GOLD. True Gold Republic is not a financial advisor. Consult with your tax advisor before investing. Call 800-300-GOLD.
Good morning. Morning at 7:03, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, our traffic person, man, thing, Chuck Whitaker.
And they're still working on whatever the situation is here along I-97 southbound. It looks like to me it was an accident that had some debris on the roadway right after Benfield Boulevard. So if you're coming south from New Cut Road, you're heading down eventually towards the area into Crofton or maybe down towards Annapolis. You have a delay through that area. Just got a report of an accident northbound on the BW Parkway near 197 between there and 198. There is a backup northbound. We just saw that with the camera showing the traffic northbound from Powder Mill Road. The slowing now on 95 beginning at Moravia Road. It's slow from there. It's all the way through the toll plaza now at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 is backed up towards Erdman Avenue. All of the normal backups are out there in and around 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Skies are gray today. Cold front moving through. A few showers. That's it. Not much rain. 76 the high today. A little bit cooler tomorrow. Sunny and 70. Saturday's even cooler. Sunny and 62. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Dundalk 64 degrees, and right now, Reisterstown has 62 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. In Bel Air, a Blair home went up in flames last night after a van slammed into it and broke a gas line. Driver fled the scene. The 1700 block of Woodholm Drive and nearby houses were evacuated. BGE responded, shut off the gas line. Neighbors were able to return to their homes. The residents were not home at the time, but one of their dogs died and the others under veterinary care. The Hartford County Sheriff's Office is searching for the driver who has been identified. City police investigating a double shooting in East Baltimore. Officers found the victims after responding to a shot spotter alert in the 1800 block of North Montford Avenue shortly before 11 o'clock yesterday morning. No winner yet in the Maryland 6th District congressional race because only a couple of hundred ballots separate those two candidates. Democrat April McLean Delaney holds a very slight lead over Neil Peart, the Republican. Both candidates are hovering around 50%, and it is still too close to call. It's 7:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers from last night, pick 3, 8, 2, 9, pick 4, 7, 8, 3, 7. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you're embarrassed to smile or not able to eat the foods that you enjoy due to loose, broken, or missing teeth, you should call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team at Baltimore Periodontics right away to schedule a free 30-minute implant consultation. Even if you've hated going to the dentist your whole life, you'll love Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team. They're the most talented, compassionate, and caring people you could ask for. And they use sedation techniques to make sure that you're completely relaxed and comfortable during treatment. If you want to have that beautiful smile and healthy mouth that you deserve, they are the experts. They're in network with a number of medical insurance companies for this life-changing Full Arch Teeth Express Teeth in a Day implant treatment, helping to save you thousands and thousands of dollars. When was the last time you saw a periodontist? Call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his expert team at Baltimore Periodontics, 410-744-6088. That's 410-744-6088.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens enter tonight's game with the Bengals with the league's best offense that right now features the league's best receiver. Over the last 5 weeks, Zay Flowers showing what his game is all about, leading the NFL in both total yards and yards after the catch. Here's Lamar on his number one target.
He's one of a kind. I say he's just that type of player, you know, getting open, making guys miss after he catches the ball, scoring from anywhere on the field.
Zay 7 for 111 in the last game against Cincinnati, one of four 100-yard games this season, and he's on his way to 1,235 yards this season. Michael Jackson holds the Ravens record with 1,201 set in the Ravens' first season back in Baltimore, 1996. Elsewhere in the NFL, 49ers defensive lineman Nick Bosa, this is a story that we've been following, says he hasn't heard from the NFL about a fine for wearing the MAGA hat after the game against the Cowboys two Sundays ago. No matter the outcome, Bosa says it was well worth it and doesn't regret the decision. On the ice last night in D.C.,
Soros slowed it down. It makes its way to Ovechkin. On the curl and drag, it's Dylan Strome feeding Ovechkin. He scores! The grade A back on the board!
Alex Ovechkin scored his 861st goal last night, and Logan Thompson turned aside 33 shots. That one courtesy of Joe Beninati on Monumento. The Caps beat the Preds in D.C. 3-2 the final. Washington has won 9 of 12 on the year. Coming up at 7:35, congratulations to the Otter. And that is Stein on Sports.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harford County. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Join the conversation 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Agrick. Here are your top stories coming up this hour.
Al Sharpton knows exactly what the problem was and why the Democrats lost.
Are we fooling ourselves saying that Americans are further down the road toward dealing with gender bias and race bias than we thought? I think that we've got to be honest. Among Hispanic men and black men, there's a lot of misogyny.
And coming up a little bit later on at 7:35, the Governor's Juvenile Reform Commission met for the first time yesterday.
The mandate of this commission, in my judgment, will be to keep children out of the juvenile system in the first place.
Fair enough. But let's start with this. It's wonderful that people with inventive minds keep doing wonderful things we can bring you. For example, this little ditty.
I got love for every nation. I got love for all races. I got love for all religions. Got love for so many places. No love for a politician, a congressman, or a senator. If the country that they put in first ain't the United States of America. No love for these politicians with corporate interests in other countries. Only one that I serve is God. I don't serve man. I don't serve money. No love for the people living in the USA, but always hating it. Got a lot of probably shouldn't say to y'all. Matter of fact, I'll just pray on it. I'm pro-life, pro-God, pro-gun, not ashamed of it. Y'all worshiping bullets, y'all killing babies, mutilating children, y'all are Satanists. Supporting the troops that they tour doesn't mean that you're supporting the war. Supporting the freedoms that they fighting for doesn't mean that you're supporting the tour. Supporting the country I live in and love in, it doesn't mean bloody supporting the government. The world that we live in is trouble. The turn of the media, we should defund it. Supporting America for other nations does not make me a racist. If you like communism so much, I'll pay for your vacation.
There you go. It's AI generated, but a very good Trump impression. That little pro-Trump rap to start the hour. But of course, in the media, they know that no matter hip Donald Trump is right now, they know exactly why Kamala Harris lost. Joy Reid puts her finger right on the button.
Black voters came through for Kamala Harris. White women voters did not. That is what it appears happened.
Yep. Blame it on the white women. Jory Reid goes on to say that Kamala's campaign was actually brilliant and perfectly executed.
This really was an historic, flawlessly run campaign. She had, Queen Latifah never endorses anyone. She came out and endorsed. You know, I mean, she had every prominent celebrity voice. She had the Taylor Swift to the Swifties. She had the Beehive. Like, you could not have run a better campaign in that short period of time. And I think that's still true.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is one of the things that I observe out of that. Who cares what Queen Latifah had to say? You know, the celebrity endorsements, I think, are puffed up way beyond their actual value. Queen Latifah, well, she never endorses anybody. Look, she endorsed Kamala. Who cares? Seriously, who cares if all the A-list celebrities endorsed Kamala? Who cares? Did that affect anybody's vote? Well, it didn't affect mine. It may have affected yours, like if you're a huge Queen Latifah fan because you think she does such a brilliant job on the TV show. But who cares?
I think the endorsement game has changed. I don't think people care about celebrity endorsements.
Not at
like
all.
You're mentioning. But I do think the endorsement of Elon Musk and Joe Rogan and RFK Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard. I think
movers are shakers, thought leaders.
Exactly. I think those endorsements did carry weight for the Unity Party versus the typical Holly weirdos.
Yep. Right now it's 7:13. Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. And here's King Latifah and the traffic. Just a queen's got to be a king.
King Latifah. All right, Chuck, see if you can recover from that one.
No, I don't worry about it. It's nothing. Small potatoes. I ain't got nothing to worry about. Oh. I let him have his fun. What the hell? He goes home and hits his head on the wall when he goes off. So.
Yeah, it's the depth perception thing, the patch, you know.
Excuse me? What do you have in your pants?
Depth perception. It's the... A little preoccupied with what's in my pants, Chuck. Traffic and weather on the threes.
I don't even want to know.
Okay, thanks.
I think we should move on.
Yeah, please.
He's trying, but he can't. It's just too much of a load. Southbound JFX, Ruxton Road, all the lanes are open. Nothing major right now for that traffic. And then looking down south at North Avenue, the pace is good. We're a little busy now, just coming in as you move into the overpass at Old Pimlico Road southbound. But it looks right now we're okay through Northern Parkway. They're still working, and they did confirm there was an accident and debris, I-97 southbound at Benfield Boulevard. So there's still some slowing there moving south from New Cut Road. The wreck on the BW Parkway northbound is now on the shoulder between 197, and 198. Just had another visual. Oh, my God. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yes, we are going to dark places.
Thank you, King Latifah. Yes. Weather chance is cloudy. A few passing showers possible in 76 today. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny and 70. Right now, cloudy. 64 in Dundalk, 63 in Ellicott City. Time for our MAGA movement update. Macho man, yeah. I've got to be a macho man. Macho, macho man. Hey, hey. I've got to be a macho. My fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now. And so yesterday, finally, Kamala Harris, the Vice President of the U.S. of A., did call President Trump, congratulate him on his victory, and then held a sort of a pseudo-concession speech where she admitted she lost, but she's going to continue to fight for the Marxist ideology that caused her loss to begin with. So that was pretty significant. President Biden called President Trump to congratulate him on his victory and extended an invitation to the White House to ensure a smooth transition between the current administration and the incoming administration. President-elect Trump looks forward to the meeting, which will take place shortly, and very much appreciated the call. We have a statement from the Trump-Vance transition co-chairs, Linda McMahon and Howard Lutnick. They say, following the historic victory of President-elect Trump to serve as the 47th President of the United States, since the formation of President Trump's transition organization and our announcement as co-chairs in August, we've been preparing for President Trump's next administration. In the days and weeks ahead, President Trump will be selecting personnel personnel to serve our nation under his leadership and enact policies that make the life of Americans affordable, safe, and secure. We are proud to volunteer our time to present President Trump with a wide array of experts from which he can select for his team. Pay no attention to the political Axios wish list. You'll hear a lot of names floated. Yeah. Pay no attention to them at all. The only people who know are the transition team and Trump himself. So when they announce it, that's when you can put it in the bank. By the way, President Trump did receive the largest share of the Jewish vote in decades. Back in 2016, he got 24%. He increased that to 30% in 2020 and 32% in 2024. By the way, the 36-year low in Jewish support for the Democrat candidate, Kamala Harris. But the big question is, again, who should be the first ones fired? And we did agree yesterday on day one that the 51 dishonorable former intel officials who lied about the Hunter Biden laptop and knew it was a lie all along should get the their security clearances revoked. But Jim Gossett weighs in on who should be the first to be fired.
The very first concept fired. Make that go away forever. It's a stupid idea.
Yeah, I mean, all of it. The military and, Jim Gossett, by the way, two S's, two T's, patreon.com. Thanks to Jim for that. But he raises some interesting questions. I think the DOJ is going to, they've already dropped the foot on Jack Smith, rather. And so he is going to be out because there is a policy that the Justice Department cannot indict a sitting president.
Yep.
So that his cases are going nowhere. The only question is what cases then? You got the
New York cases.
The New York cases, and he's due to be sentenced November 26th. Then the judge is going to obviously have to sentence him, if he does sentence him, to jail after he serves his term as president, which, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see how that works out. Down in Phony Fawny, down in Georgia, her case I don't think is going to see the light of day until after President Trump leaves office. So lawfare, look, this has failed miserably. Their attempt to weaponize and really, I don't know if it's anybody else but Donald Trump. He had the resources to fight it. Look how much money he had to spend on legal expenses. He had the spirit to fight it as well. Mm-hmm. Because I think any other person just would have broken him.
Financially, he would have broken him, too.
By the way, I'm hearing that Rudy Giuliani is considering another run for mayor.
Interesting.
Is that incredible? So, go for it, Rudy. I think the people of New York are tired, hopefully, of this nonsense that we're hearing from Fat Alvin and Tisha James and even the former cop, Eric Adams, who, by the way, they have just been overrun and overwhelmed by illegals in New York City. So we'll see. Hopefully, Rudy will consider that. And, again, I hope his health is up to it. That is for sure. All right, lots more to go. 74 days until the inauguration of President-elect Donald J. Trump.
And soon we will be a great nation again.
7:21 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front, no managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145-330.
Join Gil Kuda every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 for On the Money. Gil will take your calls on how to live a worry-free retirement with a rebroadcast Saturday mornings from 11 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 at WCBM. Boy, you know, somebody who did not take the loss very graciously is Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, yeah. See, the two best pictures I've seen so far are the looks on the faces of Pelosi and Rachel Maddow.
Yeah.
They should be posted and framed for a time immemorial. By the way, I just want to. People are asking about the popular vote. In 2016, Hillary won it 66 million to 63 million. Mm-hmm. In 2020, Biden allegedly 81 million. Trump 74 million, and this year so far, because they're still counting, Trump 73 million, Harris 68 million. So what's the outlier here? Well, I can understand the 74 and 81 because it was COVID, so there were maybe more mail-in ballots. People did participate more because they were able to do it from home. But there's no way you can convince me that the 13 to 15 million more votes for Joe Biden, more than Barack Obama were legit. I think this proves once and for all what I've been saying since 3 November 2020. This was a stolen election, that they manufactured ballots and they couldn't get them manufactured in Pennsylvania this time.
723 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Manny Manufacturer. With traffic and weather. Good morning.
They should have Pelosi and Maddow as pest control. You wouldn't have a bug in the damn house anyplace. Or a meese or anything else. 895 is slow going into the tunnel. They're moving. You'll see the two green arrows. That's always a good sign. That means everybody's moving. We're backed up towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and there was a broken down vehicle there that just cleared. So it's the normal backup. 95 is slow. Moravia Road, Eastern Avenue, south into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And eventually that traffic then comes south into the city on 95, Russell Street, 395. That big interchange is clear. Earlier wreck, some debris, I-97 southbound at Benfield Boulevard. The wreck on the VW Parkway was northbound around 197. Still slow there, even though the vehicles were on the shoulder. And we made a quick swing through Annapolis just a minute ago, and everything's fine on 50 westbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says cloudy, few passing showers possible today, and 76. And right now we're looking at cloudy skies, 64 in Parkville, and it is 64 in Dundalk. And let's take a phone call here from Will in Pikesville.
Hey,
he
Will.
Is a chief judge. And Will, did you see anything unusual on the ballots in your location? Will could not hang with us, so we'll hang up. So you can call us back, Will.
I did hear
from another chief judge here this morning. If I could get my computer to unfreeze here, but it's frozen right now.
Yeah.
So we'll get.
He's running Windows Vista on his computer, so he's up to date.
Yeah, I'm kidding. I'm not. You're probably right. I'm thinking this operating system on this computer is probably 20 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is. Anyway, I can paraphrase what he said. Here it is. Ballot questions. See, he was a poll observer. I'm sorry. He says, blue and black ink pens were used to fill in the bubbles. The bubble must be completely filled in. Check marks or X's will be rejected by the tabulator. Stray marks in the ballot will cause the ballot to be rejected. Number two pencils are reserved for your SATs. Ballots where there's overvoting, the tabulator will give the voter the option to spoil the ballot and complete a new one or accept the ballot as voted, recording the overvote as a non-vote. Perhaps the dots were to index the ballot. You are correct, Sean, to ask the Board of Elections, although very, very few. Some ballots were rejected for no apparent reason, no matter which way the voter inserted it into the tabulator. So there were, according to him, not that many problems.
All right, 7:26 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The media, the swamp media, certainly did melt down following the election of Donald Trump, you know, President 92, the way I'm figuring it, right? If you add 45 and 47, that's what you end up with. Joe Scarborough was one of those who melted down.
It is, again, the scope and scale of this victory is sweeping. This goes so far beyond Donald Trump. Look at Republicans across the nation. You look at Handley, how Handley they're winning states. This is a Democratic Party that has been just wiped out.
Yeah, absolutely. But by the way, Joe, that means that your personal philosophy, as it's such as it is, needs some reevaluation if you want to maintain any currency within the culture.
The laughable thing is he calls himself a conservative.
Oh, geez, no.
That's like Larry Hogan calling himself a conservative. Yeah. Neither one of them would be able to recognize a conservative if it came up and smacked them on the backside.
Now, also in the morning, Mika Bridges, who runs the show, and Joe Scarborough's wife, says, you know the real culprit here? She was told by a congressperson, the real culprit? Social media.
If she were a 6'4" white man from Arkansas or from, you know, Florida, and she ran a good middle of the road campaign talking about reaching out, do you think she would be losing by that much?
If she
could like chew tobacco and carry a shotgun and talk about football and be a guy's guy, I mean, you tell me.
All right, again, of course, that was not Mika, that was Joe. Here's the boss.
I just got a text from a member of Congress saying, you know, something else we need to look at is how people are turning to social media, podcasts, and other non-traditional sources for their news, and also news stations that aren't news. I was shocked by the amount of misinformation voters were truly repeating back to me. Truly shocked. I do believe this is what caused the collapse of the Democrats nationwide.
Social media is the blame. Yeah. And the fact that people are getting their news from Mika.
It's amazing to me because after calling half the nation garbage,
yep,
saying that Trump does not have strong and intelligent women, and then saying you're anti-American if you vote Republicans, these idiots, they are media morons, they keep insulting the electorate.
Yeah.
You're too sexist, you're too racist, you hate women, you do this, you do that. I mean, this is what passes for informed political punditry. It is laughable, and the Democrats and their propaganda wing still don't get it. And that's why they're going to continue to lose elections in the future, because they continue to insult the very people they're asking to vote for them.
Precisely. Hey, one of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year is back again. Rescue Natural Supplements. Black Friday sale is here. Right now, Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity and cholesterol support, heart health, and natural energy enhancers. Grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and so much more. And one more thing, the Rescue Black Friday sale is going to run the entire month of November, so shop today at res-q.com. That's res-q.com, or call a Rescue product consultant at 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. All Rescue supplements up to 80% off during the entire month of November, so why wait? Shop massive savings on essential supplements at res-q.com today.
Coming up next, when do you hear how long the Governor's Juvenile Crime Reform Commission is going to be meeting to tackle this epidemic? 7:30, time for news headlines. Once again, Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. The newly created Baltimore Vacants Reinvestment Council will be holding its first meeting this morning. Governor Wes Moore signed an executive order in October creating a coordinated program involving the state, Baltimore City, nonprofit, and for-profit partners to eliminate concentrations of vacant properties. The goal is to redevelop 5,000 vacants over the next 5 years. No winner yet in Maryland's 6th. Democrat April McLean Delaney holds a very slight lead over Neil Peart. Both candidates are hovering around 50%, and there's so many votes yet to count there. Winner of the race will succeed U.S. Congressman David Throne, who lost in the primary for Maryland's open U.S. Senate seat. Maryland State Board of Elections says local boards will resume that canvassing of mail-in ballots today. Maryland voters requested about 881,000 mail-in ballots, and there are currently more than 309,000 that must still be canvassed, including the ballots that were postmarked on Election Day. A city has officially severed ties with the Baltimore Office of Promotion of the Arts. Yesterday, the Baltimore Board of Estimates voted to end the city's contract with BOPA. Mayor Brandon Scott announced in mid-October that the city intended to exercise a 90-day termination clause in its contract with the arts organization. BOPA says it plans to remain an independent 501c3 arts advocacy organization. And city police are investigating a double shooting in East Baltimore. Officers found the victims after responding to a shot spotter alert in the 1800 block of North Montford Avenue shortly before 11 o'clock Wednesday morning. Investigators say a 30-year-old woman and a 29-year-old man taken to hospitals with gunshot wounds. Homicide detectives have been called due to the severity of one of the victim's injuries. Coming up on 732 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM in 60 seconds. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
For many of you, the past few years have been rough. Inflation high, interest rates spiraling, prices on groceries, utilities, medical costs, and insurance rates skyrocketing, forcing many to hold tight on their spending. I, Frank Lieber here. Tim Munson, president of AES Builder and Home Improvements, understands your situation, but has some very good news for you. If you've been putting off that new bathroom, kitchen, addition, or remodeling, but there are some necessary projects that must be done first, AES is here to help you get through these difficult times. Right now, AES Builder and Home Improvements is offering several financing options to make it easier to get that project done, no matter how big or small. With AES, you can feel secure knowing they have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and a 5-year free labor warranty. And as always, when they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Call them today at 1-800-787-SAVE or online at aeshome.us.
Pick three last night, 829. You pick 4-7837. And now at 733, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
The heavy traffic going into both the Harbor Tunnels, 895, still backed up to around the Urban Avenue. Ramp 95 is slow from Moravia Road down through O'Donnell Street and into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All the lanes are moving. We're a little slow, but we're a little better on I-97 now. Coming south through Benfield Boulevard, looks like the pace has improved just a bit. Coming south from New Cut Road, there was an earlier problem with an accident south of Benfield that was on the left-hand side. Getting a little better now through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Skies are gray today. Cold front moving through. A few showers. That's it. Not much rain. 76 the high today. A little bit cooler tomorrow. Sunny and 70. Saturday's even cooler. Sunny and 62. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens begin a tough four-game stretch tonight as the Bengals come to town for a Thursday night encounter. Ravens will unveil their new Purple Rising uniforms tonight with the purple helmet, mugshot bird. I would have personally preferred the shield on the hat, but no one asked. What the Ravens will have is the running game spearheaded by Derrick Henry, the league's leading rushing team led by the league's leading rusher. Here's John Harbaugh.
But he is different. I mean, Derrick Henry's different. You know, he's adding a dimension that we have not had before.
Henry with 13 touchdowns in 9 games this season. The Ravens running back record for touchdowns, by the way, is 15, held by Mark Ingram in 2019 and Ray Rice in 2011. Ravens giving 6 tonight against Cincinnati. Maryland football heads out west on Saturday to face the nation's number one team, the Oregon Ducks. For the first time in program history, it will mark the first time Maryland faces the number one ranked team in the country since 2019 when they were at Ohio State. Head coach Mike Locksley at the mic.
We know how tough it's going to be to go on the road and play the number one team in the country, but I promise you this, nobody in Jones Hill House is concerned about getting on a plane to go play. I mean,
there was a time this year when Maryland was 3-1 on the season, but since then they've lost 3 of 4. Maryland 2-5 all time against number one teams in the country. To the ice we go. Caps and Predators last night in D.C.
Lindstrom feeds Ovechkin, bumps it to beauty. Protas, he scores!
Joe Beninati with the call of Monumental. Alexi Protas with the 2-1 lead for D.C. Later, Ovi would score the game winner. Number 861 for the career as the march continues. Caps nip the Preds 3-2. Logan Thompson, by the way, stellar in goal, steering aside 33 shots. And finally, there's been an otter sighting, and we will talk about that when we return at 737.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
And now for an episode of Wild Kingdom.
So as you know, I'm sure you know, Otter is the name of the nickname of the great Greg Olson.
Former closer.
Right,
the
former closer for the Orioles back in the 80s and 90s. And do you know, by the way, correct, do you know, by the way, how he got the name?
No, but you ought to know.
I do. I ought to know. Curt Schilling gave it to him.
Really?
Yeah, when they were both in double-A ball at Bowie back in 88. Curt Schilling noticed the style of body that Greg Olson had, and he said, you're an
otter.
Not
a compliment.
Right, and it stuck. Well, anyways, the reason why I bring up the otter today is because on this date, November 7th, 1989, Greg Olson, the otter, did something that no other relief pitcher in American League history had ever done. And he was named the American League Rookie of the Year that year. And he was the rookie in 1989. 27 saves, 5-2 was his record. A 169 earned run average for the Otter in 1989. And everybody said, why not?
Yeah, that was a great season.
It really was.
Thanks. Hey,
is it Joe Beninati?
Beninati. ATI.
I'll tell you, he's stunning doing the hockey calls.
Superb.
I'd like to hear him do golf.
Would you?
Yeah.
He can do it.
But I think that just as he does the hockey.
He's got a skill set.
Exactly the same.
I listen to him a lot when he does a lot of lacrosse games as well.
I want that enthusiasm.
How would he do the 8-foot putt to win the Masters?
Well, with exactly the same enthusiasm that he does hockey.
No, he's very quiet.
No.
And the putt is on its way. Approaching those
goals. Ah, it's a goal! It's a goal!
All right, Gary.
Steven Scheffler!
7:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll talk with the lead investigator from Shepard Watts Foundation. They're the ones tracking down the human sex traffickers and helping to release and find children. It's an amazing organization. They need your help. And so we'll talk to one of their lead investigators. And about an hour from now, Kim Klasick joins us in studio. I want to talk a little bit about this commission. As of November 1st, the members of the new commission charged with reviewing Maryland's juvenile justice system are vowing to make a thoughtful and data-driven findings about what the reports of youth's crime has doubled in the last year. Doubled. Yeah. And 26 appointed members gathered Wednesday afternoon for the inaugural meeting of the commission on juvenile justice reform, part of the governor's newly approved reform bill passed earlier this year. It includes one sheriff, a public defender, a DJS staffer, and Vinny Schiraldi is on the commission. No word on whether the convicted murderer he hired was able to make this commission or not. It is chaired by retired federal judge Andre Davis.
We have the kind of background, expertise, diversity of experiences that will make this heavy lift a little lighter.
Yeah. Okay. So, and then House Speaker Adrian Jones, who's also on the commission, told the commissioners that she says the state is in desperate need of improvements. But listen to where her focus is.
Right now, juveniles aren't getting the services they need. Right now, agencies aren't sharing enough information with each other.
The operative word there is services. The juveniles are not getting the services that they need. I tell you, the only service they should be getting is every single one of them should be slapped with a GPS ankle monitor if they've committed a violent crime. But there's no talk from Adrian Jones about consequences or punishment or detentions. If you want to keep them out of the system, you get their attention the first time.
Right.
The first time they commit a crime. You don't continue to slap them on the wrist or look, turn and look the other way. And this is the problem with the approach that Governor Moore, that Vinnie Schiraldi, who, by the way, is Governor Moore's hire, and the entire Juvenile Justice Reform Commission has.
You know, one of the things that dawns on me here, Sean, is that it's as if these people have never seen how a teenage boy reacts to any circumstance. Being a teenager once upon a time, back a million years ago, I remember distinctly saying my parents would be home at midnight. So why don't I be home like 1:30? No, midnight. About 1? No, midnight. I'd be home at 12:30. Midnight.
Right. And then if you violated that curfew,
then there was a consequence.
There was a consequence. I remember there was restriction. I had the car keys taken away a couple of times, and I learned my lesson very fast that if I did not obey the rules, there were going to be consequences for and punishment for that. Judge Davis says that he's got this mandate, and here's his mission and his intent.
The mandate of this commission, in my judgment, will be to keep children out of the juvenile system in the first place.
And that's fine.
All right.
That's a good mandate
to have. It's
a nice
aspiration.
But you're not going to do it with just services. You're not going to do it because that's after the fact. That's reactive. That's not proactive.
Correct.
Proactive is really when you publish the fact that if you commit a crime, there'll
be consequences.
Right. First off, it's a serious crime. You're going to be charged as an adult, and you're going to go into the adult system. And if it's as a ute, then we're going to detain you, and you're going to lose your freedom and whatever the case may be. But no, they're more concerned in Maryland about the touchy-feely, let's do services and make sure that these utes stay out of the system. And you know how many hours they're meeting this year? 6 2-hour meetings. A total of 12 hours is what the governor and Judge Davis are committing to this epidemic of juvenile crime. A total of 12 hours. And by the way, there are no deadlines for recommendations. And that shows you how serious Westmore and these fools are.
By the way, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410-WCBM-680 is the telephone number if you'd like to meet today's contestant. And here, now that we've talked about this a little bit just a moment ago, once again, here is a Touch and McFeel face, traffic and weather on the threes.
No kidding. We're going to go that way now.
We're going to go that way now, yeah.
That's fine. I got things to do.
All right, Mr. McFeel face.
Thank you, Mr. Elliott. Brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. All that backup on I-97 that got caught up in that wreck in Benfield. Well, they've loosened up now. Now they've run into the normal backup down here at Route 32. So we went from a little slow to now a big slow, and then the slowdown goes down to the ramp and the overpass there at 178 as you're moving south on I-97. Finally, you get out into the ramp, eventually into Annapolis, and everybody's fine right there. 50 from I-97 to and from Parole, both east and westbound. Looks good at the Severn River Bridge and also from the Bay Bridge through that area. Yeah, all the normal delays are out there on the Beltway. Last check on the JFX. A little more traffic now between Ruxton Road and the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In WCBM Weather Channel forecast, cloudy, a few passing showers possible today with a high of 76. Tomorrow, sunny and 70, cooling down for the weekend. Right now, cloudy 64 in Stevensville, and it's 64 in Arnold. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner. We've got 5 Maryland scratch-off lottery tickets, 5 times the cash. Check it out. Top prize, $1,000. MDLottery.com for details. Robert in Middle River. Good morning,
Robert. Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, man.
Morning. All right, Robert, do you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'd like to go first.
First? Okay.
Yeah.
Any reason why you don't want to hear Chuck's answer first?
No reason at all.
Okay, just asking.
Don't pay any attention to him. He's a bad influence.
Story one. A California elementary school teacher who identifies as non-binary and uses gender-neutral pronouns facing the wrath of parents for teaching transgender ideology to 4-year-olds. The teacher also told little boys, it's okay if you want to wear a dress to school.
There you go, Bruce.
Story two. Actually, dressed wearing spandex. He, Bruce wears his spandex.
Yeah, spandex. Okay. Yeah.
Story two. Former President Trump.
What is cold?
Former President Trump is trolling celebrities, offering the use of Trump Force One to fly any celebrity who wants to leave the country due to his election. While not naming any celebrities, Trump said, "In order for MAGA to be successful and to heal the nation, it might be better off to export the hatred instead of have it here at home." He said it'll be addition by subtraction. And story three, Georgetown University's McCourt School of Public Policy. This is a serious school where diplomats and policymakers are molded. They have an option that they can now utilize to basically find a way to deal with the election results. They can start in the morning at 10 a.m. with tea, cocoa, and self-care, followed by a Lego station at 11 a.m. Healthy treats at noon, followed by coloring and mindful exercises, milk and cookies served at 2 o'clock before more Legos and coloring before they go home.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know story the sales one. The department's going to want that as well.
Wait a minute, they already graduated.
They already do. Yeah,
they have it.
Besides, they play Twister right after lunch.
Yes. Naked or with clothes?
We don't want to know.
You don't.
We stay
really.
Back in the bribery department.
Yeah, we close the door and yes. We just pray for the best.
You lay Ashkenazi down, rub his belly, and start barking.
Story one, non-binary teacher tells four-year-olds you can wear dresses. Story two, Trump trolls celebrities saying, hey, you can use my plane to leave the country. Or story three, Georgetown offering special courses, including Legos and coloring, for people to deal with the election results. All right, Robert, what are you thinking?
Well, you know, at first I thought it was easy until you threw that last one. But I'm going to go with two.
All right, Robert goes for story number two. Kristen?
Yeah, I'm afraid both of based on the state of our education system, whether it's elementary school or universities, I think they could both be true. So while two would be hilarious, I have not heard Trump do that yet, so I would say two.
All right, Chuck?
Two.
Chuck is for two. Bruce, going to make it unanimous?
No, I'm not. I think I've not heard that troll, but that would be in character. I'm going to guess three is fake news. The Georgetown emotional support, because I'm not sure that students in Georgetown are advanced enough to do Legos.
Okay. Oh, nice. You got shot across the bow. Yeah. Story one is a true story. Yeah, the non-binary telling four-year-olds they can wear dresses. And story number three, the Georgetown offering mindful options to cope with the election, including Legos and coloring and milk and cookies. That's a true story.
No kidding.
Yeah. Story two is our fake news story today.
That's classic.
Congratulations. We'll put you in old time.
Oh, that's mature.
Your prize.
Put your dress on.
I can't. There isn't even a visual for that.
Yeah,
that's so horrifying on so many levels.
6'2".
Can you imagine patches in a dress?
6'2" with a beard, 230 pounds.
Well, you can work for HHS.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, or that's Ringling Brothers.
Yes, bearded lady. Chuck's seen a couple. 7:49. It is 11 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the morning drive of Casey Allen. Do you know they're still? Let me just tell you where they're still counting votes. This is ridiculous. Now this is a full 36 hours into the election in Maine. They're still counting votes in portions of New York. They're still counting votes in Maryland. We are still counting votes.
Well, yeah, we got all those 300,000 absentees to count yet. So, yeah.
In portions of North Carolina, we're still counting votes. In portions of Alabama, we're still counting. In Louisiana, we're still counting votes. Two-thirds of Colorado are still counting votes. Portions of Arizona, because of that four-page double-sided ballot. Yep. Still counting votes. Half the southern half of Nevada still counting votes. That's because of Las Vegas and Carson City or whatever. Washington, the state of Washington, and Oregon and California are all still counting votes. That's the holdup in the in determining the House, which is right now 209 to I think 187 was the last time I checked.
Yeah.
Hang on just a second. Yeah,
221 majority?
218.
218. All right.
218 would be the majority. All right, 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock on the Morning Drive.
And here's a real estate fact. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because of the low inventory and great rate they may have on their current home. Now, if this sounds like you, let me entice you just a bit. If you could find your dream home and have an interest rate in the mid-4s, would you sell your current home? If you said yes, listen up. In today's real estate market, you have options as a home seller that were not available 20 years ago. So if you're planning to sell your home now or in the future, why work with just any agent who sells your home like they did 10 or 20 years ago? Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty is different. He has the buyers, the guarantees, and the technology he applies is amazing to sell fast and for the most money. Vinny Steele is not just another agent. He is Maryland's real estate expert. Call the only agent that I would trust to sell my home. Call Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty now, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM 752. As always, thank you so very much for having us in. Coming up, a very, very busy 8 o'clock hour. Make sure you are here for it. 325,000 kids, illegal kids, are missing in this country. You'll hear about what efforts are being made to find out where they are. And then Kim Klasick joins us at around 8:35, 8:36 this morning right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive.
Yeah, many of these kids are being sex trafficked. And again, law enforcement is doing some of it. U.S. Marshals, ICE are trying to track down some of the bad guys. But it's fascinating. Shepherd's Watch Foundation, they're doing God's work in Texas, and we're going to meet their lead investigator, Lisa, a little bit later on, and she puts herself at risk.
Yeah,
that's why there's no last names in any of this, and it's probably an assumed first name as well, because this is big money for the cartels, and they are putting their lives at risk by what they're doing, and they need your help, and we'll tell you how you can help coming up at the top of the hour.
Not his real name. He does that for his own protection. But here's the man they call Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Yeah, it worked out fine for the last 55 years. Yeah. I'll stay with it for a while. Backups on the Beltway now, still in the same place. Still getting that idea about that dress. Oh, no, it's just driving me crazy. 795 down to Frederick Road.
Yes, sick.
Yes, you're savage. The interloop is 795 to Greenspring over to the JFX, and then the Parkville side is Harford Road to Providence Road. JFX, last check, still was busy coming south of Ruxton Road. I've not really seen any big problems through the area, but the traffic was heavy coming south towards the city-county line with a brief slowdown, and that's about it. Right at Ruxton Road, the pace is good southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In WCBM Weather Channel forecast, cloudy, a few passing showers today, 76. And right now it's cloudy and 65 in Pasadena. And it is 64 and cloudy in Reisterstown. Let's take a call here. Scott is in Elkridge.
Morning, Scott.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. And you guys are doing an awesome bang-up job. I just, Bruce, on your last comment just a bit ago before the break, you know, you mentioned about the states that have been holding off on the votes, or not holding off, but taking so long, however you want to look at it. I'm not so concerned about Maine, but some of the states that you mentioned, particularly like, well, California is going to take a while, but Colorado, Nevada, Arizona for the three most that I'm concerned about. I wonder, since we are looking at the Democrats being extremely, they've been desperate all along, and they're down to their last out, their last breath, however you want to look at it.
Is there any possibility that they're could be in the mix trying to pull a fast one on this?
Of course.
And get the House, because if they lose that, then we got a trifecta. We got it's full steam ahead.
Well, that's a great point. Yeah, so we still have poll watchers. They're still asking for donations to help with litigation in some of these cases. You're right. The House, they're desperately now trying because they know they've lost the Senate, even though I suspect funny business with Sam Brown against Jackie Rosen in Nevada, where all of a sudden 40,000 ballots appeared out of nowhere. So that's an issue. There's no path for Bob Casey in Pennsylvania, and I think that should be decided maybe later today. But you're right. You can't let up. You cannot let your guard down for 1 second with these people because they are desperate and they're trapped like a cornered rat. We all know what that how that turns out.
Was it the famous Reagan quote? It was trust but verify.
Yeah.
I think so. Scott, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. 410-WCBM 680 is our telephone number. Toll free long distance, it's 1-800-WCBM 680. Well, Al Sharpton has figured out exactly what the problem was and why people did not come out for Kamala Harris.
Are we fooling ourselves saying that Americans are further down the road toward dealing with gender bias and race bias than we thought? I think that we've got to be honest. Among Hispanic men and black men, there's a lot of misogyny. And I think that we've got to deal with the reality that he appealed to this whole false macho thing that some black men and some Latino men went for.
Yeah, okay, that's Al Sharpton. Clearly, the reason she lost was sexism. That's his argument. Folks, I would suggest to you that it's about as articulate as you're going to hear Al Sharpton ever on an issue. This is the same man who spoke so clearly not too long ago about things we must be doing.
Tonight is the measure of whether the country begins a national drive to push back or whether we have more to go to build a movement of resistance, but resist we must and we will much about that be committed.
There you go.
You know, here's the thing. They had the guy with dementia. Okay,
yep.
They knew he was befuddled, and that's why they cut this deal. They did the mail-in ballot. They stole the election, but they knew they had a problem on their hands early on with Joe Biden. But then they pulled a palace coup at the last second.
Yeah, zero votes in the primary for her,
and 14 million for him. And you're going to blame it on misogyny? You're going to blame it on racism? Blame it on, look, turn that focus inward. It is you. It is the Democrat Party that cost yourself, and the fact that Donald Trump is brilliant, that cost yourselves the election. Stop pointing the finger at everybody else. Turn around and point it at yourselves.
They think it's a messaging problem and not a policy problem.
She didn't have a message. That's why she lost.
Yeah, but again, they're convinced that somehow if they had just been able to message it correctly, she would have won. So it's a message. They don't have to change their policies.
They tried. Remember the joy? Remember the joy? She was filled with joy? That's a message?
Yeah, that lasted for about 7 days.
Of course.
And then
it was
she got angry.
When she didn't have a plan, couldn't articulate the plan, then it was Trump's Adolf Hitler, Trump's a fascist. It was all the scare tactics which they've used. And Americans are too smart for that now.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I want to talk about my dentists and their amazing practice, Dr. Laser, Dr. Doroshenko. They've been making my smile great again for years, and they've addressed dental issues after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. The practice is Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. Now, if you have missing teeth, that snaggletooth or discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done. Have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7999 or send them a message online, CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
It is coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll talk with the lead investigator of Shepherd's Watch Foundation on the problem of human sex trafficking and how they're helping law enforcement to catch some of these horrific culprits. That's coming up next. It's 8 o'clock.
WCBM Baltimore is Top Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street's Trump victory rally may continue today as stock futures move higher this morning.
The stock market, I think, is just celebrating that the outcome of the election is known. Obviously, leadership of the House is not yet locked down, but investors are liking what they're seeing.
Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick. President Biden will deliver a post-election speech from the White House Rose Garden later this morning. Speech follows yesterday's phone call, during which the president congratulated Donald Trump on his election win and invited him to the White House in the near future. And Kamala Harris promising a peaceful transfer of power.
In her concession speech, the vice president said she called Trump to congratulate him on his election victory.
I also told him that we will help him and his team with their transition, and that we will engage in a peaceful transfer of power.
Harris also told her supporters not to despair.
This is not a time to throw up our hands. This is a time to roll up our sleeves.
She said now is a time to organize, mobilize, and stay engaged. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Fast-moving wildfire burning near Los Angeles has destroyed dozens of homes.
Thousands of residents have been forced to evacuate as fire continues to rip through communities around Camarillo, California for a second day today. The blaze exploded in size in just a few hours.
Correspondent Donna Water says the fire is being fanned by high winds and threatens 3,500 structures. 10,000 people under orders to evacuate. Wall Street soared to dizzying heights yesterday. The Dow, NASDAQ, and the S&P all closing at record highs. This morning, the Dow futures are up 56 points. The NASDAQ futures ahead 62. S&P futures 10 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you just grin and bear it or bite the bullet when it comes to everyday pain, don't. Try Relief Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's 100% drug-free, it's developed by doctors. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me. Try Relief Factor for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
No.
Okay. Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right. Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay. No worries. No worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Five.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Traffic and weather on the threes right now with Chuck Whitaker.
8:95. The Old Harbor Tunnel still backed up to just before Pulaski Highway, but it's going into the tunnel. It's 15 to 20 minutes from there through the tunnel down to Child Street. 95 is really slow, backed up towards Moravia Road. And from there, you have to come down to Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street, Keith Avenue, and then through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So again, we're in the 20 to 25 minute range for the total drive southbound and eventually down towards 395 and the Camden Yards area. All your normal delays are right there in place along 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Skies are gray today. Cold front moving through. A few showers. That's it. Not much rain. 76 the high today. A little bit cooler tomorrow. Sunny and 70. Saturday's even cooler. Sunny and 62. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Reisterstown 64 degrees and Glen Burnie 66 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive. These headlines being brought to you by Stouffer Legal, where you can sign up for one of Stouffer Legal's weekly online workshops at planbaltimore.com or call 410-645-PLAN. That's 410-645-7526. City police investigating a double shooting in East Baltimore. Officers found the victims after responding to a shot spotter alert in the 1800 block of North Montford Avenue shortly before 11 o'clock yesterday morning. A 30-year-old woman, 29-year-old man, taken to hospitals with gunshot wounds. Hagerstown wants to phase out coin payment for parking meters after recent increase in thefts and meter break-ins. Decision to make the change comes after repeated incidents of vandalism and theft over the past couple of months that have resulted in nearly $20,000 in losses from stolen coins and damaged equipment. The newly created Baltimore Vacancy Reinvestment Council will be holding its first meeting this morning. Governor Wes Moore signed an executive order in October creating a coordinated program involving the state, Baltimore City, nonprofits, and profit partners to eliminate concentrations of vacant properties. And a Bel Air home went up in flames last night after a van slammed into it and broke a gas line. Driver fled the scene. The 1700 block of Woodholm Drive. Nearby houses evacuated. BGE responded, shut off the gas. Neighbors were able to return to their homes. The residents were not home at the time, but one of their dogs died, another under veterinary care. It's 8:05 on WCBM. Pick 3 lottery number 829. Your pick 4 from last night, 7837. Next, it's Starn on Sports.
Are you Stouffer Legal safe? What would happen if you were to become unable to handle your own legal and financial affairs? Will the person of your choosing have the authority to handle your affairs privately within the family? Or will they be forced to submit to a public court guardianship involving doctors, courts, and lawyers? And what happens after you've died? Will your family be able to take immediate control of your life's work? Or will they be forced to submit to a public probate process, possibly taking a year or more and costing thousands of hard-earned dollars? These things don't just fall into place automatically. And if you're not sure whether your estate plan is all set, then log on to PlanBaltimore.com to view their online estate planning webinar. Then request your free consultation with a Stouffer Legal attorney. If you don't plan for yourself, the state of Maryland has a plan for you, and it's probably not what you or your family want. It's easy to be Stouffer Legal safe. Visit PlanBaltimore.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Last week, it was Courtland Sutton and a bunch of nobodies for the Denver Broncos, but tonight it's something else. It's Ja'Marr Chase and the Bengals. Quite a challenge for that Ravens pass defense, currently ranked dead last in the league. Here's cornerback Marlon Humphrey on what the Bengals passing game, why the Bengals passing game is so hard to defend.
Challenge, you know, most quarterbacks, when they see a guy kind of covered, they usually don't throw it. But Joe, he's like, even if this guy's covered, I think my guy can make a play. And, you know, those guys make a ton of plays. I think last game, there's a lot of contested catches, and it seemed like they came down with, you know, a lot of those. So
indeed they did. Chase has torched the Ravens time and again throughout his career, averaging 7 catches for 98 yards and a touchdown over 8 career matchups, including 10 for 193 and 2 scores 5 weeks ago. To the NHL we go. Caps and Predators last night in D.C.
Roy winds and fires. Saros a pit stop. Rebound score!
Connor McMichael with the goal, Joe Beninati with the call, a monumental. McMichael, 8 goals, 13 points on the year. Ovi with the game winner, by the way, in the third period last night, 861 for the career. The Caps beat the Preds 3-2 in D.C. Battle of NBA heavyweights on the hardwood last night at the Garden.
Draymond, good wipeout screen. Then Tata on Steph, and he hit it anyway. Rainbowed home the three.
That one courtesy of NBC TV in the Bay Area. Steph Curry stuffed the stat sheets, 27 points, 7 rebounds, 9 assists. The Warriors over the Celtics, 118-112. Golden State is back. They're now 7-1. Coming up at 8:35, Stephen A. tells it like it is. And that is Stein on Sports.
This is Delegate Nino Mangione. Join me and Irish Charities of Maryland at the 50th Annual Maryland Irish Festival, set for November 8th through 10th at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The event includes traditional and contemporary Irish music, authentic Irish food and beverage, cultural activities, a kids zone, and an assortment of vendors. There will also be 50th anniversary drink and food specials, in addition to whiskey tastings, special raffles, and more. Proceeds will benefit local nonprofits and charities. Ticket prices vary. For more info, visit irishfestival.com.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Tower number 3. We heard during this campaign season 325,000 missing children based on this unsecure border situation. The problem of child sex human trafficking has been ongoing, not just under this administration, but previous. But under the Biden-Harris administration, the sex trafficking rings problems tripled in number. And they're mostly migrant girls, from my understanding. And, of course, law enforcement, ICE and DHS, U.S. Marshals are doing whatever they can. But there is a group called Shepherd's Watch Foundation, based out of Texas, that are doing God's work in helping to flush out these sex trafficking rings being run by the cartels. Joining us this morning from Shepherd's Watch Foundation is their lead investigator. We will call her Lisa for her own personal safety. Lisa, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Drive.
Thank you. Good morning.
So what does Shepherd's Watch do? How are you able to track these predators and free some of these victims, some of these girls?
Well, basically our group is made up of everyday people. They all have special skill sets coming in from their professions or skills they've acquired over the years. We team together, and what we do is we close the gap on investigations for law enforcement. So we use a variety of different software programs, toolkits, skills, and we're able to put together cases and identify traffickers and victims, and we hand this over to law enforcement. Basically as informants, and they're able to get the step up on these cases. For every case that we have, unfortunately, you know, there might be 10 right behind that, 30 right behind that, depending on the area you're in. We're being overrun right now with trafficking.
Lisa, when you say primarily young girls, what ages are you talking about?
Well, typically the ages that we see online might range anywhere between like maybe 15, 16, 17 on up. But in these trafficking rings, you can find girls as young as 12. Mm. It's just going to depend. A lot of the minors that we saw early on that were being advertised online, they started hiding them within the ads. And you might not see them on the ads, but they're still in the ring itself.
I understand, Lisa, that in Dallas alone, more than 1,500 sex trafficking ads were posted daily, and online monitoring reveals 14,200 girls advertised on major trafficking websites. Is there any pressure being brought to bear on these newspapers and or these websites to stop accepting these kinds of ads?
Well, unfortunately, I mean, for every site that you take down, you know, five more are going to pop up. These sites are often not even ran in Texas. They could be run overseas. They could be run by hackers. They can be run by different entities. You take down one, they're going to put five more up. You know, that's not really how we're going to go about combating this. We have to disrupt these rings and disrupt the networks. If you start taking down the networks and the rings themselves, you could be affecting anywhere between, you know, 15 to 50 girls in one ring.
All right, so you want them out in the open. You want them to be to running these ads so that you can use this software to discover them and track them down.
So to speak, yes. I mean, because if you take down one ad, you know, or escort a site, there's going to be others that pop up. And if we, you know, you try to suppress that information, it just makes it more difficult to find mm-hmm. them and put the puzzle piece together. But right now, what we're concentrating on is, you know, disrupting the networks and taking the networks down.
Okay, we'll find out how we disrupt those and take them down coming up. Right now, though, it's 8:13. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
The backup on 895 has stretched out just a bit. It's back to Pulaski Highway now, almost back to Moravia Road. So from there, going through the tunnel and through Child Street, where the toll plaza is, 25 minutes now, maybe a little bit longer on 895. 95 is still busy from right around Moravia Road through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And then the busy interchange is open. All the lanes are open. The Sky Ramp a little bit busy at Camden Yards as you're coming north on 95. That long ramp brings you in to 395 towards Camden Yards and eventually up to the convention center area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says cloudy, a few showers, 76 for the high today, 66 right now, and cloudy in Glen Burnie. and it is 66 and cloudy in Baltimore City. On the Newsmaker Hotline with us is the lead investigator, Shepherd Watch Foundation, Lisa. And Lisa, I was reading on your website, the chilling reality is that ordering a trafficking victim has become as simple as using an app like Uber or visiting an ordinary apartment or business, places that you and your family may walk by every day. And so this, to me, cries of an epidemic. And the numbers are just staggering. How can we help? How can our listeners, how can people, average Americans, help Shepherd's Watch Foundation do your jobs?
Well, I think everyday people can step in and help this cause tremendously. I mean, support your local groups, whether they're safe houses or investigative intelligence groups like ours that support law enforcement. Be supportive of your law enforcement. These guys are out there giving it their all. They are the true heroes, frontline heroes in this cause. And that's why we've stepped in to help them, because this is an epidemic. And the numbers that we've seen that have increased in the last 4 years are staggering. And the numbers of migrant girls that are being trafficked, it's staggering. There's also boys, too, but the numbers for the girls just skyrocketed. And there was, you know, at one point where we were seeing girls trickle in to, we had sites that were dedicated to migrant trafficking. And it was really heartbreaking.
When you say heartbreaking, how many of those heartbreaks have you been able to bring to a happy resolution?
Well, I can tell you this. We've disrupted a lot of networks. We've disrupted a lot of rings. We can't talk about those specifically because a lot of those do make the news. So what we do is we just concentrate on telling people this is the number of ads that we see per day and the number of ads we see per week. Do know this, that law enforcement is taking great strides into disrupting these networks. They have really put their focus on trying to take these rings down. They're working closely with their district attorneys and trying to, you know, make cases and get enough evidence to take them down one by one. It's difficult, though, because we do have a lot, you know, of cases that are stepping back up in. As soon as we get one down, we've got one coming right back up that needs attention.
But that's manpower you're talking about. That's manpower you're talking about. If they have more manpower than you, they can keep posting different escort services faster than you can take them down.
That is true. And they've also gotten very creative on using different sites. So, I mean, whether it's, you know, Facebook and garage sale ads, or, you know, it could be on TikTok. It can be on Instagram. It, you know, it used to be on the X platform, but once Elon Musk bought the X platform, it cleaned it up quite a bit. But we would see ads, you know, advertising girls, even minors, on some of these platforms, and it was really disturbing because there's supposed to be some level of security, but you could see it posted even on garage sale ads. It was just amazing to me.
We're talking with lead investigator Lisa of ShepherdsWatchFoundation.org. That is the website. More on that in just a second. But Lisa, what happens to these young migrant girls once you're able to break them out of their captivity, or where do they go next?
Well, that would be a question for law enforcement, because those relationships are built with law enforcement and they have protocols that they have to follow, and where these minors go or where the migrants go. There are safe houses set up that protect and rehabilitate individuals. We are more on the side of the investigative intelligence side, so we work closely with law enforcement into disrupting the rings, you know, hunting down the data and bringing that to light. But the safe house situation and victim resources is something that law enforcement works with, and they've built some great relationships with people over the last few years, so they're doing a really good job at that.
Do you have any idea the main antagonists here? Are they cartels? Are they gangs here in Texas? Because obviously this is going on in other states as well, but you're only focused on Texas. Who is doing most of this?
Well, we say that we're mostly focused on Texas, but unfortunately a lot of these rings do jump jurisdiction. So they're going to start in Texas, they'll jump the state line, and then they spread throughout the United States. So It's not uncommon to see one ring that starts in Texas and ends up in Cincinnati, Ohio, or New York. They will all have threads going across the United States. I'd say your number one issue that we have with a lot of these rings is going to be transnational criminal organizations. So you're looking at cartels, you're looking at organized crime. They're very organized, and they have counterintelligence. These are not stupid people, and how they move these girls and how they advertise for them. They're making a lot of money right now.
Yep, and that's why there's great threat to you and your other investigative team. So if our listeners and others that are tuning in today, can they donate? Is there something they can do specifically to Shepherd's Watch Foundation?
Absolutely. They're free to donate to us, and if they have any questions or they're wanting to get involved in their local community, you know, give us a shout. Let's see what we can do to help network you out. If you'd like to donate to our cause, we would love that. Follow us, please. We're making great strides, and, you know, we're trying to incentivize and encourage people to get involved, because everyday people can get involved in this cause. There's something that you can do to help combat and counter trafficking, and these people need us. They need our help.
What is the biggest need that you have right now?
I think the biggest need that we have is opening up the eyes to the communities to let them know how common this is. This is every day. It's all around you, and you're passing by it. You don't even notice it. It could be in your grocery store. It could be in your department store. It can be at a restaurant, a cantina. It's a lot more places than you know. And it's not just out of the seedy hotels. We have trafficking going on in homes in million-dollar neighborhoods. Mm. We have it going on in apartments. It's everywhere.
Lisa, lead investigator, ShepherdsWatchFoundation.org. That is the website. Lisa, thank you for taking the time to really open our eyes up on this very important issue. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate it. 820 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Telephone number here, 410-WCBM, is the conversation. Telephone number for the conversation, if we want to join in.
Yeah, it's devastating. You look at these numbers and these young girls that we'll get to here in a little bit. Joining us now again on our hotline is Mark McVeary. He's the reverse mortgage answer man. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning. I haven't told you guys. Tuesday was beautiful, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great. Beautiful day and beautiful night, even better, no doubt. You know, for most people, their home is their biggest asset. So how does a reverse mortgage give homeowners a chance to make their home work for them on their terms?
I mean, I think a reverse mortgage gives someone real control over the value of the home. I mean, we've talked about this before. With a reverse mortgage, you can decide how you want to handle repayment. I mean, you can borrow the money, you can choose to make payments if you want, or you can make no payments at all. I mean, if you do a regular mortgage, you're going to be stuck in that payment for 15 or 30 years. I mean, the reverse mortgage gives you the freedom to manage your cash flow, which is big when you're living on a fixed income and you need flexibility. I mean, it really is set up to let the home work for you without the pressure of the mandatory payments.
So why would now be a good time to look into a reverse mortgage?
I mean, I think now's an excellent time because, I mean, especially the property values are still strong. I mean, you know, I just helped a client the other day that I probably couldn't help a couple of years ago. She was living on Social Security of $1,800 a month because of the values being higher. Her mortgage payment was $1,000 of that, leaving her nothing. And, you know, one of the things we do with our clients is we look at the full picture when we meet them. And in her case, we use a reverse mortgage to pay off her mortgage. We looked at her homeowner's insurance, got her a more affordable homeowner's insurance policy, and actually she didn't know she could get a reduction in her property taxes based on her income, and we prepared the paperwork to get that. So, I mean, she thought about moving but didn't want to leave. So, you know, you figure with her case now, she has no mortgage payment, lower property taxes, and reduced insurance costs. I mean, she couldn't live anywhere cheaper. Yeah. She still owns her home. She's still in full control.
Great. You know, in the past, reverse mortgages haven't always got the best press. Do you think, are they safe?
Yeah, I mean, reverse mortgages are very safe. I mean, like many products, they weren't perfect at the beginning. I mean, think about cell phones and how they've changed over the years. I mean, reverse mortgages have done the same. I mean, with reverse mortgages, look at the big picture. There's no mandatory payment, so you can never default on the payment. And if you still own the home, and you're going to be responsible for taking care of the property taxes and the homeowner's insurance. As long as you keep up with these, you're good to go.
Very good. And how do our folks get in touch with you, Mark?
410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
All right. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Mark McVeary, Reverse Mortgage Answers.
823 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is. Tall, tan, incredibly good looking. And it's give me $5 for the compliment. Here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Sure. You know that's going to happen.
Yeah. Trying to be nice.
Oh, that's okay. I accept. 895 southbound, no change there. The backup is still back to Pulaski Highway, and I'm just looking all the way down towards the tunnel. I don't see anything in the roadway towards O'Donnell Street or in that area that would be adding to this, so it's just the heavy traffic. But this morning, it's backed up to Pulaski Highway, so from there through the tunnel, it takes at least 25 minutes or so. 95 is still backed up well beyond the curve at Eastern Avenue back towards Moravia Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, cloudy, passing showers possible, high 76, and it is going to be really nice tomorrow and for the rest of the weekend. So just get through today. Cloudy 66 in Annapolis, 67 in Bel Air.
Ladies and gentlemen, 8:25 in the morning on this Thursday morning. Once again, it is time for us to head to the Big Top. Boy, got a big selection of individuals to choose from this time. Please enter, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps one of the members of The View. Yes, it's Sonny Hostin with a clear-eyed analysis of exactly why Kamala Harris lost. No, it's not because her policies sucked, not because she was a bad candidate, but because of cultural resentment.
As a woman of color, I was so hopeful that a mixed-race woman married to a Jewish guy could be elected president of this country. And I think that it had nothing to do with policy. I think this was a referendum of cultural resentment in this country.
Okay. So let's examine the whole basis of this. What you're saying then is the DEI should apply to the presidential races as well as everything else, because you can't believe that it's not a mixed race woman married to a Jewish guy who didn't get elected. Instead of saying that a candidate with better ideas didn't get elected, for you, Sonny, the priority is, does it fit all the DEI boxes? And they all get checked off. Maybe that's the issue right now. Sonny, if you wouldn't mind, get back in your clown car and get your butt out of here.
It's 8:26. So, by the way, just in case you missed it, shepherdswatchfoundation.org. That is the website, shepherdswatchfoundation.org. You can donate money there. And again, so they don't, they just, they're intelligence analysts. Yeah. They use leading cutting-edge technologies and they can swiftly detect and analyze sex trafficking networks within minutes. They can track online ads, monitor the movements and communications of victims across the U.S. and internationally. The organization also has pioneered automated outreach programs to potential victims, sending them vital support through social media and other contact points, offering resources and helplines. Every bit of intel that they gather is carefully documented for future use, making it easier to trace and combat human trafficking activities. They are doing God's work on this, yeah, folks, and they could really use your help, and that's why I thought it was important to, because Lisa was right, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's not just the seedy hotels and the rundown parts of town that you see this. It is everywhere. And it is a major problem. It's a major epidemic.
If you have crimes that are using the internet, cyber crimes going on, it's very good to have cyber sleuths that are going on,
yeah,
working hard to coordinate with the police in order to bring down the bad guys.
And you do get ICE and U.S. Marshals involved, because I get every day I get an update from ICE and U.S. Marshals on when they're ERO. It's called the ERO unit. That's when the removal, mm-hmm, officers. And they catch these people. They either charge them here or they deport them out of the country, but it happens every day. It is really, really sick. Rick in Lutherville, good morning.
Morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call like others before me. I want to congratulate you on your excellent coverage for the presidential race. And Bruce,
thank you.
I hope your back is getting better.
Well, my back is my back, and now I got a patch on my eye. I'm like an old jalopy slowly falling apart. Sean's is more like a Model A.
Bruce, remember the game of Operation? that kind of reminds me of the human version of Operation, the board game.
They keep hitting the sides of the holes, too.
Bruce, you remind me of me. So,
yes.
The question is, I heard the conversation with Lisa, but, and I was hoping you would ask this question, but you didn't. I want to know what actually happens to the customers. Do they get caught, and do they get publicly shamed or legal action taken against them? Do you know?
Yeah, she did kind of answer that question. That is a law enforcement question. All they do is they lead the law enforcement officer to the traffickers, and what happens next to the traffickers and to the girls, that's out of their jurisdiction. They strictly are intel gathering, and they lead them there. Rick, I got to run, but listen, that's a great question. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the call. I want to tell you about the Black Friday November sales. All month long, Rescue Natural Supplements. You can save up to 80% on your favorite supplements right now, all the way through the end of November. That's right. Up to 80%. I know the omega-3s are marked down 45%. Some of the other stuff, Orsine is up to 50% off right now. So no coupon code is needed. All you do is check out the website, res-q.com, and you can go look and see which products you're interested in. You can either order them at the website, res-q.com, or you can call, if you prefer, 1-800-26-ALIVE. If you have questions about some of the products or supplements, that's 1-800-262-5483. No coupon code needed. Save up to 80% off in the Black Friday November sale going on now through the end of the month. Coming up next, Kim Klasick joins us in studio. It's 8:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Out in the sixth, still no winner in that congressional race. They're way too close for this to be called. Neil Peart still trails April McLean Delaney by just a couple of votes. Both candidates hovering around 50%. David Trone, of course, who lost the primary for Maryland's open U.S. Senate seat, the Democrat. It is his seat that they are, one of the two of them, will be filling. Local boards of election will resume the canvass of mail-in ballots today. And throughout the state, there are a total of some 309,000 mail-in ballots that still need to be canvassed. The city has officially severed ties with the Baltimore Office of Promotion and the Arts. Yesterday, the Baltimore Board of Estimates voted to end the city's contract with BOPA. Mayor Scott announced in mid-October that the city intended to exercise the 90-day termination clause in its contract with the arts organization. In a statement, BOPA says its plans to remain an independent 501c3 arts advocacy organization. City police investigating a double shooting in East Baltimore. Officers found the victims after responding to a shot spotter alert in the 1800 block of North Montford Avenue shortly before 11 o'clock yesterday morning. Investigators say a 30-year-old woman, a 29-year-old man, both taken to hospitals with gunshot wounds. You also have a story about the newly created Baltimore Vacants Reinvestment Council. They're holding its first meeting this morning. Governor Wes Moore signed an executive order in October creating a coordinated program involving the state, Baltimore City, nonprofit, and for-profit partners to eliminate concentrations of vacant properties. And a Bel Air home went up in flames last night after a van slammed into it and broke a gas line. No one injured. However, one of the two dogs in the home did die. Coming up on 8:32, next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
Hi, this is Italo, your host at Liberatores in Bel Air, inviting you to hold your business event or private parties in Liberatores in Bel Air. For anniversaries, rehearsal dinners, birthdays, retirement parties, or business meeting, call me, Italo, for customized menus and great catering at Liberatores. Hold your event at Liberatores' spacious party rooms, or Liberatores can bring the food and drink to any location of your choice. Visit us at 562 Baltimore Pike, or for more info, Google Liberatores Restaurant in Bel Air.
I'm Chris Serbeck, president of Crestlock.com. If you're looking for an access control system, security cameras, or locksmith service, it's getting harder and harder to know who you are dealing with. Fake websites and misinformation leave you wondering who you can trust. I have built a state-of-the-art showroom and mobile showroom where you can see and evaluate working systems before you spend any money. Please visit us at 10015 Plasky Highway or call us at 410-256-7800 to see Crestlock.com's mobile showroom at your site. Just go to Crestlock.com.
Lottery numbers from last night. I'm taking heat in here. Pick 3, 829. Pick 4, 7837. And now at 833, traffic and weather on the Threes. Chuck Whitaker.
You should take heat everywhere.
Everywhere. That's it. I deserve it.
You deserve it if anybody ever did.
That's right.
JFX. Southbound Ruxton Road towards the area. Old Pimlico Road through the city line looks good right now. No late problems there. Still backed up a little bit, and there's still some slowing. 95 Russell Street and 395. Heavy traffic through there, but the lanes are open. Even the Sky Ramp now is a little bit better, but we're still dealing with the heavy traffic going south into both the harbor tunnels, and there's still some slowing in the usual areas right along 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the Threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Skies are gray today. Cold front moving through. A few showers. That's it. Not much rain. 76 the high today. A little bit cooler tomorrow. Sunny and 70. Saturday's even cooler. Sunny and 62. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 in my garage after I overpaid for new blinds. I researched the industry, hired my mom, and 14 years later, we're one of the largest retailers of custom blinds in the U.S. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. So here we go. Ravens and Bengals on a Thursday night in Baltimore. And as John Harbaugh likes to say, who's got it better than us? Ravens 6-3 and a half game behind the Steelers. The Bengals are 4-5, but they've won three of their last four. Here's Ravens head coach John Harbaugh on the magnitude of the game.
We understand what a big game it is. Obviously, they see it the same way. So we're going to have to be at our very best.
The Ravens defense has their work cut out for them tonight. Marlon Humphrey on facing Joe Burrow and a potent Cincy passing
attack. Obviously, a guy like Joe, you know, he puts on the money. He doesn't, you know what you're going to get with Joe. I mean, elite quarterback.
Ravens have one of those of their own in Lamar Jackson, who talks about his top target, Zay Flowers.
He's one of a kind. I say he's just that type of player, you know, getting open, making guys miss after he catches the ball, scoring from anywhere on the field. That's just him.
Meanwhile, these two teams are among the best in the league in red zone efficiency, meaning scoring touchdowns in the red zone. Bengals receiver Ja'Marr Chase.
Joe does a great job of keeping the play alive, I want to say. A lot of times, a lot of red zones this year has been off scramble drills with Joe. Just getting the ball, keeping the play going.
Game time, 8:15 tonight. The Ravens are the favorite, -6 for the game. High school football this afternoon. Dunbar puts its 48-game winning streak on the line, 3 p.m. against Edmondson. The 16-year-old Franklin High School football player who experienced a medical emergency on the field in August died of a heart disease, the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner said Wednesday. Players were running drills for the first day of practice when Leslie Noble collapsed. Temperatures were in the mid-70s that morning. Noble, who joined the varsity squad as a freshman, started 11 games for Franklin High School. Caps won their 9th and 12 games last night in D.C.
Saros slowed it down. It makes its way to Ovechkin. On the curl and drag, it's still in strong feeding. Ovechkin, he scores! The grade A back on the board!
Joe Beninati with the call on Monumental. Game winner for the grade 8, 861 for the career, 34 from the all-time record. Caps beat the Predators 3-2. The time now is 8:36. When we return, the Friday football pick'em starts on Thursday.
Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASC certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
So not only will we do Friday football pick'em, but apparently we have a guest picker this morning. Yeah. So this is going to be awesome.
Earl Scruggs is here. That's right.
All right. Well, first, we'll introduce the guest picker in a minute, okay? But first, let's go to you, Sean. Let's just do the Ravens-Bengals game tonight.
I'm going with the Ravens.
You are. Bruce?
Ravens by a field goal.
Well, you're like part of the pack. I think I'll take the Ravens, too. All right, so there we go.
And our guest picker is none other than Kim Klasick.
Hey, Kim, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Okay, well, what do you think about the Ravens-Bengals game tonight?
Well, I was looking at their different uniforms and outfits, and okay. I have to say that the Ravens have the best-looking uniform, and I'm going with the Ravens by a touchdown.
And there you have it.
The wardrobe pick. I like it.
Purple rising.
Sounds good. Kim, I think you're going to probably actually end up better than Sean as far as the pick'em is concerned. Yeah. So.
But she may do. I mean, look, you never know.
If she wins this one, can we have her back and make her? Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
absolutely. Well, stay tuned. There's a big announcement coming up in just a second.
Oh, okay. I will do that.
Yeah. All right. Thanks,
Gary. Wait, you mean I have to listen to the show when I'm not on?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, man.
Yeah.
I'll try.
Yeah. I know. It's part of it's in your contract.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, read the fine print.
Never read it.
All right.
Really?
In fact, I never even signed it.
In fact, I've never been offered one, so it's all good.
Perfect.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 8:38. You just heard the voice of Kim Klasick. Kim joining us in studio for the first time after, unfortunately, a disappointing loss on Tuesday night to Johnny Olszewski. Your thoughts on the race and again, the overall election night on Tuesday.
Well, I have to say, first of all, thank you to everybody that supported the run. I mean, my volunteers, my team, so many people work so hard for this. And real quick, Sean, if I could just say, some of our, I call them super volunteers, right? We had Janice, we had Glenn Gilhar, we had Dave, we had Richard. Richard was one of the guys that were on the overpass just with the banner and waving. And there were so many people that were just so invested on the ground. And this is what I wanted to kind of highlight. You know, Johnny Olszewski, he was backed by the Democrat machine, right? Mm-hmm. We were backed by the people. We didn't have a machine behind us. We knocked over 17,000 doors.
Or a war chest, for that matter.
Not at all. Yeah. Not at all. We had over 17,000 doors that we knocked. We had over 9,000 voter contact calls. And we did that, you know, just grassroots style. And I think that worked out a lot better this time around than in 2020. You know, most of what I did was on social media and, you know, things like that. But I think really talking to the voters and meeting them where they were, I think that was great. So I'm not sad about our numbers. Johnny Olszewski outspent us by a lot, okay? You know, he spent $1.2 million on this race. We spent about $300,000, but we still, I feel like numbers-wise, we still did very well. So I have to say to my teams, to all the volunteers, they just did a great job.
How was the Maryland GOP? Were they supportive?
So I will say they were supportive. They were supportive. It's just very difficult because here in the state of Maryland, the Maryland GOP, it's not like they're also sitting on a war chest. Right. They're not. And so even when it comes to their volunteers, when it comes to the central committees, it's just very hard, I think, to get so many people involved and engaged. And I think we're just so used to losing that it's hard to get people motivated and saying, oh, we can do it this time, right? We can continue to chip away this time. And so that is difficult. But I think the Maryland GOP was definitely there. It's definitely a lot better than it was, I say, 5 years ago. For them, it's like they're still building. Well, you know, they were reaching out to candidates. You know, they were, you know, say they asked me, do you have a list? Do you have this? Do you have that? Adam Wood, Nicole Harris, they were always asking, what can we do to help? It was just so hard to get a good footing on the ground and then trying to, you know, get that, you know, everybody engaged at once and organize that all together. But they were there. They were definitely there.
Yeah, and the demographics of Baltimore County has shifted. Now, I know that the district was redrawn in the second congressional district, but still it was a 14-point loss. And when you're running up against that kind of money and not getting a lot of support, it's difficult. Neil Parrott is down by 315 votes in CD6. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, man. So I was fortunate enough to talk to his communications director, Francis, a couple times throughout the race. And I just wish that the RNC, right, I'm talking the national level, I wish they would have gotten involved in his race much earlier than they did. I think that they thought it was going to be a close race. I think that they were so focused on the swing states that they weren't thinking about picking up House seats in other areas. I mean, we look at the numbers this morning, New York, New Jersey, you got a lot of blue states that are now leading to the right. And I think that there are seats that you could further pick up, but you've got to be able to focus outside of the swing states. Now, of course, they did a great job because Trump won all of the swing states?
Yes, all seven swing states.
Yeah, so they did a great job there. But there were some seats I felt like they could have focused on just a little bit earlier.
So there's 2 years down the road, another run with more backing from the RNC for you?
No, I'm done.
I'm done.
You know, we worked hard. People know if you've ever run for office or worked on a campaign, it's exhausting. And, shout out to my daughter, Olivia, who's now 8 years old. She's been doing this since she was three. She's at every phone bank. She's door knocking. Like, this is her life.
Right.
And I was so happy to be able to get her in soccer at least this season. But I think she's ready to live her life as well.
What was her reaction on Wednesday morning?
Wednesday morning? Well, you know, she was at the election night party.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so
yeah,
Tuesday night.
So there were some tears there from Olivia. Right. But, you know, a lot of that might have been because she was tired.
But, it's a long run.
It was a long run. She said that she's glad that it's over, that she's ready to kind of just look forward. But she did have a great question that I'm going to ask. She said, how come Dunkin' Donuts doesn't have an Election Day donut?
Yeah.
You know what?
That's right. That's right.
That's important stuff.
It is important. I was like, you know, Olivia, I'm going to write a letter.
Kim, we're going to talk about your future coming up in just a second. It's 8:43.
Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
JFX, you're getting a slowdown now from Ruxton Road coming into the city-county line. The problem is, after the camera at Old Pimlico Road, we don't see anything till North Avenue because the camera at Northern Parkway hasn't worked in whenever Lincoln was last in office. So we have to go with what this backup is, and we're assuming there may be a minor wreck southbound near the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Weather chances cloudy, a few passing showers possible. 76 for the high today. Right now, cloudy 68 in Middle River. It is 68 in Severn. And at 8:43, you're on the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. So Kim is here. We did a little postmortem of the race. And, of course, everybody's asking what's next for Kim Klasick. So what is next, Kim?
Well, like I said, I'm very fortunate and fortunate to be surrounded by somebody great people, including you guys here at WCBM. So happy to announce that I will be back in the saddle here at WCBM 680 starting on Monday, November 11th. So please join me because I am just excited to be back.
This Monday from 9 to noon. We'd love to have you back, and we welcome you back with open arms. I do want to say this about Andrew and Nino, because a lot of people have been asking, and they stepped up when we needed them, and they knew from the beginning it was possible a temporary slot, and I got to tell you, I want to salute the professionalism and the great job that they did in pinch hitting when one of our teammates was out for a bit. So to Andrew Langer and to Delegate Nino Mangione, they did a wonderful job holding the seat warm, and there'll be a future for them here at WCBM. We're still working through all of that, but we're happy to have you back, and I know you're excited really to reconnect with the audience.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? And I hope that people, you know, continue to talk about how we take so many phone calls here from the audience, because for me, that's huge, right? Mm-hmm. I love talking to people. I love wanting to know, you know, what are your grievances? What are the things that you're seeing that's positive on the ground? So we're going to continue that same formula coming up here starting on Monday.
Let me ask you, during the campaign, do you feel you learned more about the issues and the concerns of people who live in Baltimore County than you had known before?
You know what? I will say I learned more probably sitting here at WCBM. I got to be honest. Because here, you get the emails, you get the text messages, you get the phone calls, even when you're out, like even at the event, right, that you guys have, the Freedom Fest, you know, mm-hmm. people coming up and saying, here. I learned a little bit, knocking the doors, I learned a little bit about the fact that nobody really cared that much about abortion. They didn't care that much about climate change. It was more the economy and the crime. But I felt as though that I knew that, considering that I was sitting here for so long and I understood because so many different people were calling me. So.
What are your thoughts and reaction to what happened with President Trump on Tuesday night? And that's the first part of the question. Then the second part is that we keep hearing from the state-run drive-by media that the reason why Kamala Harris was not elected was because all these voters are sexist and misogynist and not willing to bring themselves, including black men, not willing to vote for a black woman, and you as a black woman on the Republican side of the aisle, I wanted to get your thoughts on that as well.
Yeah, you know what? I could use that excuse, I guess. What am I doing? How dare I look? How dare I look in the mirror? I think honestly, it has nothing to do with sexism or anything like that. I think she was a terrible candidate to begin with. I mean, let's be honest; nobody really voted for her, right? So you installed this candidate that nobody even liked in 2020, and then you expected people to believe all this gaslighting that she's so great. And it's like, well, if she was so great, she would have done better, you know, back in 2020.
She would have gotten one vote at least.
Yeah. So I think, you know, they tried to install her. They kind of lied to the people when they kept saying that Joe Biden was sharp as a tack and he was great. We see him at the debate. People realize he's not as sharp as a tack, right? These aren't deep fakes, having Obama walking off stage and things like that. So people are like, wow, you lied to us about Biden. You're lying to us about Harris. And we don't really care that much about climate change and abortion. And so I think they just ran a terrible candidate with a terrible strategy.
And then not able to articulate her plan was also, I think...
Kellyanne
Conway said it's not a matter of racism and sexism. It's a matter of vision and hearing. We saw what we saw and we heard what we heard.
Yeah.
It's simply a matter of saying your policies suck and you are a bad candidate. We're not going to vote for you. Yeah. By 6 million voters so far. I mean, that was an overwhelming win. This is not, let's sneak out a win on the Electoral College and maybe win the general by one vote. This was overwhelming.
Oh, yeah. This was a landslide victory. And, you know, I think one of the best comeback stories of all time.
Yeah, no doubt. So you were at Mar-a-Lago fairly recently.
Yes.
Was the vibe different?
So I was down there for a wedding. Dan Ball from One American News married my friend Peyton. And so the vibe at that point, because there were a lot of people there, Brandon Strzok, James O'Keefe was there. At that point, everybody was saying that they just believed Trump was going to win. They already believe that, because these are people that also talk to people on a daily basis. And people just wanted more common sense. I thought it was interesting that they kept pushing this message of the trans ideology, right? When you're looking at, you know, they're talking about black men or the Latino vote. I mean, black people grow up in the church, right? And I'm not saying that being gay or part of the LGBTQ community is wrong. Everybody has their own opinion on that. But when you're force-feeding it to people that grew up so differently, I mean, it's just hard for them to accept that and say, oh, yeah, this is where I'm going to vote. And so, you know, even now, you know, Monday morning quarterbacking, you're watching people on MSNBC, CNN, and they're blaming these groups of people and saying, they're the reason why we didn't win this. They're, like you said, they're
sexist. Blame the white woman. That's the most recent thing.
It's just craziness. It's just like, no, what you were pushing is not what people wanted. People are hurting when they go to the bank. I mean, there are less people driving or taking vacations because they just can't afford them. That's where it was, and they just could not meet people where they were.
That was evident in the exit polling as well.
Yeah.
All right, so Kim Klasick is back on WCBM starting Monday at 9 a.m., so we can't wait for that.
Yep,
and I know you're kind of like champing at the bit here.
Oh, yes. I have so much to talk about. The Senate race here in Maryland, I got a lot to talk about.
All right.
Please do it.
And it all starts Monday. And thanks once again to Andrew Langer and Nino Maggioni for an excellent job have done. And their futures are very bright here at WCBM as
Absolutely.
Kim, congratulations. You ran a tough race, a hard race, but you can't win them all, as they say.
Yeah,
welcome back,
you guys. Thank you.
Day 50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney. And you have no idea where to start. What do we do?
You know, I'd say join the club, really. You know, everybody faces this problem. You've been raising your family all these years. You've been working hard at your job to support your family and make sure everyone's happy and healthy and successful. And this really started to show up when my partner, Michael Connett, who's an estate planning attorney, we were doing a lot of tax returns, and we'd be seeing these opportunities and saying, hey, go talk to your financial advisor. Go talk to your broker. Ask him to do this for you. And then we just had this light bulb go off, really, that said, hey, it makes sense to bring all of this under one roof so that we're talking about estate planning. We're talking about taxes. We're talking about your investments, because everything works together. So for the next five callers that are truly serious about saving money on taxes and saving money in retirement, I want to encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. Now, as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Ryan and Mike want to help you protect your life savings. So call ProStatus Financial now at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040, and at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. You did it. The audience of WCBM, you guys made an enormous difference this election cycle. You volunteered. You worked the polls. You voted.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The House still sits at 209, as they're still counting votes. Mm-hmm. Got to get to 218. The Senate seats are at 52, although 53 is looking good, because Dave McCormick in Pennsylvania's path is pretty good at this point. Bob Casey, his competition, all the Delaware, Philadelphia County, Delaware County votes are pretty much in. The rest of the state that still needs to be counted are friendly territories to Dave McCormick, so it could go as high as 53 in the Senate. And we're still waiting on the House, and of course, they're still counting votes in Arizona. Maybe by Inauguration Day, they'll be finished.
Or maybe Carrie Lake. We should make a mistake, you know?
Yeah, Carrie Lake is down 60,000 votes right now, but there are some friendly counties to her, so I don't know if it's enough to close the gap, but we'll keep an eye on that as well.
8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
There's still some slowing on the Beltway at Hartford Road into Towson, the inner loop through Pikesville towards Greenspring and the JFX, and the west side still busy, 795 down to Frederick Road. Beginning today, I'm not sure if they're going to start after 9, but a new construction project will begin today, southeast side of the Beltway towards the area of Sparrows Point, North Point Boulevard area. So heads up, there'll be some new signage and possibly a local detour in that area. We'll have more on that by tomorrow morning. Both the tunnels still backed up southbound. Going to take a little while, nothing major, but delays are still there, both on 95 and 895 south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, it's going to be a cloudy day today, passing shower possible, 76, and then really nice for Friday through the weekend, sunny and 70. On Friday, it'll be sunny in the low 60s on Saturday. And right now, 68 and cloudy in Forest Hill, 68 mostly cloudy in Owings Mills. And let's take a call from Jeff in Pasadena.
Hey, Jeff.
Good morning, guys. Want to give a shout out to Barbara and Beverly. Very disappointed with the result there with Kim and Johnny O. But at least she's coming back to WCBM. That's a good thing. On the sexism thing, you know, I was the guy calling you guys and other stations over a year ago saying there's one Democrat that might be able to win against Trump, and that's Michelle Obama. This sexism stuff. The Democrats should be questioning her. Why didn't you at least run? If you would have won, all she would have had to do is resign the day after being sworn in. She's the one Democrat that could have won against Trump. And I'm glad as heck she didn't win, because when she announced she wasn't going to run, I knew Trump had it in the bag, no matter who his opponent was. So they got to be mad at Michelle, the Democrats. Real quick, what does Kamala Harris do now?
Well, as I mentioned yesterday, as I arrived at work yesterday, we're right on a strip of other kinds of stores here on Reisterstown Road, and I did notice that they're hiring people to work on the fries at McDonald's.
I agree.
Yeah, that's about what she's qualified for at this point. Jeff, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. And look, one of the things we've heard from her so-called concession speech is she still plans on doubling down fighting for this Marxist ideology, even though she concedes defeat. They're not defeated. And again, as I'm saying, until they're totally conquered and vanquished, they're a very dangerous movement in this country, this Marxism. And so she's going to be around. The radical leftist organization is going to be around. But so is the corporate-run media. I don't think they've learned their lesson. Although this was a classic moment on election night when John King of CNN was showing fake Tapper the map, and hilarity ensued.
So you asked, are there any places that the vice president is overperforming Joe Biden in 2020? So we can show you that as well. We just bring that out here. Harris overperforming 2020.
Holy smokes.
There you go. So let this go away and see if there's anything in the east side there.
Literally nothing?
Literally nothing.
Literally not one county?
No.
Not one?
Not one county.
Not one county. That's how bad she got beaten. But remember, she didn't have the manufactured mail-in ballots like Joe Biden had in 2020. Especially, there were 700,000 ballots down in Pennsylvania. And once again, you can just tell the dour faces, not only on the late-night comedians,
right,
but also on the talking pundits of MSNBC and CNN and on The View.
It's not the elite that's going to pay the price. It's people who woke up this morning with a dream and are going to bed with a nightmare.
Oh, Van.
Black voters came through for Kamala Harris. White women voters did not.
Blame it on the white women.
That is what it appears happened in that state.
Let's be honest about this, okay? Let's be absolutely blunt about it. There were appeals to racism in this campaign, and there is racial bias in this country, and there is sexism in this country.
The country we have lives in two totally separated information ecosystems. Whatever happens, we'll have to really understand the information consumption that young men have and why they think that the economy will be better under Donald Trump when it never was.
And that's what makes the timing, I think, of President Biden's decision to step down after the debate, something that if she does in fact lose will be under a microscope. I think it's one of the big questions moving forward.
If she were a 6'4" white man from Arkansas or from, you know, Florida, and she ran a good middle of the road campaign talking about reaching out, do you think she would be losing by that much?
If she
could like chew tobacco and carry a shotgun and talk about football and be a guy's guy. I mean, you tell me.
You tell me.
As a woman of color, I was so hopeful that a mixed race woman married to a Jewish guy could be elected president of this country. Uh-huh. And I think that it had nothing to do with policy. I think this was a referendum of cultural resentment in this country.
There you go. That is the swamp left, folks. God bless them. Hey, here's a real estate fact for you real quickly. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because of the low inventory and the great rate they may have on their current home. Now, if this sounds like you, you should know you're not alone. Selling your Maryland or lower PA home is one of the biggest financial decisions you're going to ever make. Take it from me. Do not list your home until you have talked to Maryland's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and here's why. In today's real estate market, you have a whole lot of different options as a home seller. You were not available 20 years ago, so don't go with an agent who's going to sell your home as if it were 20 years ago. Go with the technology. Go with the guy who can get it done for you. That's Vinny Steele, not just another agent, Maryland's real estate expert. 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515.
God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you tomorrow.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is